Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday down in the MIA, it is raining terribly hard, but we're going to make sure this happens. Shout out to everybody. So many of y'all, keep the facts alive. That's the key to this. Keep the facts alive, because it is so much lies out there. It is everywhere. It's all over us. It's like everybody is being hit with lies. It don't matter what end you're in. Now, hope y'all ready for this. We got a wonderful program for you today. It's going to be the third installment of the Miseducation of the Niggas. And I've got a special guest coming on today, West Coast Love from my brother Tariq Bey. He will be joining us also because we getting in today. Now, if you didn't miss any of last week, we played some hard thinking about information. And I tell people all the time, I say, you know, do you see how we've been acting? I told y'all these charades, they use the comedians. I see all of them is in it together. They all love, I mean, they're part of a craft. I told you that they was never going to fight each other. All this is staged up for comedy tours, for you to be in stadiums watching all this. Then, you know, you got all the craziness going on. No realization of how Joe Osteen, my man, thank you, Virginia. Joe Osteen Church gets shot up. Hardly no investigation because the dude is a transvestite. So longest, you know, last few killings have been transvestites. And that's okay. Now this one, for the Kansas City Chief, y'all been hearing the Gematria boys all talking, Brother Eddie and them saying these numbers, they got ritualistic meanings. I mean, unbelievable stuff going on. And of course, we cannot leave the ATL. What a spectacle during Black History Month in the ATL. I mean, first you got Killer Mike get arrested for not saying he was going to endorse Biden. I'm guaranteeing. Once the facts come out, we're going to find out, because he had to go right to The View the next day. Had to go right to The View. And then we found The View got slaveholders on this. I mean, she looked just like the El Badanis. She looked just like an El Badani. She looked just like one of them. Don't look up the Venetian Empire. How the hell is she going to talk about she didn't know? No, I mean, y'all being played so big time. I'm loving it. This is the biggest charade in the history of the world. But, hey, nothing's new under the Helios. Somehow, my intellectual radar said this has already has happened and it's played so perfectly. I mean, I never see. Look at that. I mean, they're going to Shannon Sharp and they know they all got a call to gays. It's not, I mean, come on. Gays everywhere. They are from the ancient times. They are the ancients of aliens. If you want to talk about it, we're going to get deep into that. I told you, this is Black History, miseducation, Negroes. And, It's just a shame. Now, what I'm going to do today, before I bring on y'all, and then Brother Sharik going to kick it in, because, you know, we're going to make sure y'all get a 360 on this one. Now, they got all these key words out here before I play the installment of the miseducation. Got to play that. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. What I have for you today is it's even more powerful. Last week, we showed you Jimmy Carter saying that Israel was doing apartheid. I mean, in his own words, he out of Georgia and affecting y'all. Then we get Fannie Willis, a DA. Don't know nothing about a shimmy. Goddamn, what's some spandex you got on, sloppy ass drawers? See your butt line? I mean, what the hell? She don't, this is unbelievable. What a psyop. Time out. You know Fannie Willis ain't got enough sense to go after Trump herself. She was put up by the great ones. The light bearers, the gatekeepers, that's where the gatekeepers are at. That's why they got them four colleges. Yeah, for that four, we'll be ready later on. We're going to put it on about the data because, hey, time is of the essence. I thought the day the show was over because I had to admit, I'm going to get on you. You should have told me that you had to put a one show on. I thought all my stuff was out today. I was getting crazy. I think I called you three times. So I figured it out. So thank goodness you didn't answer that phone. I was about to say, what happened? But nonetheless, so if you see them calls, that's what that was about. But much love to her. She's doing a wonderful job. Sister Antoinette, she is back kicking it. We don't have Miss Kim. We don't have some Brother Eddie. We don't have some Motown. You want to have a biopic, just go listen to some of them programs and let your kids listen to the people who live, still alive. Give them roses out. All right, much love to y'all out there listening. Now, I hope you're ready for this. Now, it's not bad enough that everybody should know that all the black people, since it's Black Education of Niggas, all the black women are DAs now. Do you know there is a percentage of black women who is, I mean, they so head, now the black men trying to say they ain't sure about this direction up in these red states. We're going to get all colored up. We're going to be doing colors everything today for y'all. This is going to be the whole magic show. These colored states and shit, now they talking about going to be from purple, and that, you know, because they blended it in now. Yeah, so they got everybody in. That's why by the day, y'all will soon find out that the miseducation of nigger is the greatest playbook ever told to you. You will not go unpunished for ignorance. You cannot tell me that this book, Steve Coakley and them all came out dead and everything, came out and told y'all that what you have learned was a goddamn lie. No matter if you love your parents or not, they didn't even know. This is going to be the miseducation of nigger today. Y'all better get ready for it. Now, these are your key mystical words. Black Lives Matter is a magic show. The movement advocates against violent violence inflicted on those of black communities by those with power. Now, if this is the case, Taji Wilson already told y'all that. He said they were real. I played it last week. We said the black educated ones is the ones doing it. How much more you need to hear? How much more? Now, I need to do an investigation on the black educated ones because I'm like, well, goddamn, maybe that's why it's so hard for people to get jobs in their city because they got these black people over shit who've been told not to give you shit. So now you don't know who to get mad at. So espionage 101, that's easy. But I looked up the money game for them, and I'm like, man, it didn't even go to blacks. And some of them even killed themselves and killed others to stop from telling where all the money went. It's almost like a movie. Now, cultural appropriations. Now, this is called the adaptation of customs, practices, and ideas from one culture group, typically by a more dominant societal group. Now, that could be anywhere. I could be at anybody. That could be the Arabs. I think that's part. So they got cultural appropriation, the adoption of customs, practices, and ideas from one culture group, typically by a more dominant. Well, that one needs to be thought about. So when we play this clip for you from the Miseducation News, I want y'all to really sit down today and say, are we really doing black history right? Then the magic one is racism. This is a made-up socialist word by the Soviet communist, what they call the Bolsheviks, party peoples over there. Made up. Was no such word. I said, well, damn, they got our people keying on this. It says individual structural institutions. Individual racism involves personal prejudice. Structural racism involves system-wide exclusion. Now, that how can that not be proven? Where, I mean, you tell me, what are we paying black schools in Atlanta lawyers to fucking not figure this out for anybody? This could be figured out by a third grader. That, wait a minute. How the hell can this court case not be won? Ain't nobody going in to advocate because the advocation is gone. How you going to tell me you can find that anywhere? I mean, all day long in some places. Because if you allow people to come in who are now, look what the first word, cultural appropriated, they took up ideas and customs, and then they implementing it in this right here. Here's where it gets wilder. It says, in policies, this leads to racial ethnic profiling that results in the black families may have their children in the talk. The talk about the police. The talk about, you know, this was all on your TV shows. The talk. How many churches have put up programs for the talk? What talk we talk about? Well, I mean, because there's a lot of law enforcement people going to pray on Sunday with Jesus and everybody. They don't have enough sense. He said the church was terrible in its obligation, but he said it was the only thing that we had to really escape it. I said, well, that's a duality shit. And I said, well, you got all these lawyers. You can't even go to your church right now with a case. Guarantee you, just try it. All you listening around the country, try to take a case to your black church who you know got some lawyers up there. Who you know got the police department up. And you playing dumb like you can't figure out why we ain't getting jobs. Really? Really? Okay, we're going to keep it moving so for the sake of time. So everybody, I'm about to blow this shit up today. Then we got the next one. This is a real good one here. It's called biopic. So look it up. BIPOC. It's an acronym. Oh, an acronym. Oh, that's like some witchcraft shit. Let's put it all together. For those who identify as, look what it says. So I could be this one. This is the key words. Now you better listen because it's going to be what it's all about in the end. So if I'm this one, an acronym for who is identified as black, indigenous, why ain't that on the application? So maybe if we put that down right there, that would probably scare a bunch of motherfuckers up in court. Uh-oh. So that means we identify. So they want you to identify so much. This is a good one here. I think y'all better look that one up. Then it's the anti-racism. Now, this is crazy. This is the key words now. This comes out their own psychological book. I just got this out their own website. It says proactively, ideally, preventatively, identifying racism as racist actions to enable, establish equality. This is what these words, equality and equity, share power amongst racial groups. Now, do y'all feel like y'all sharing any of the ARAP stores in your neighborhood, power and wealth? Are they hiring you? See, this is where I'm trying to figure out how this works. Could we go to church and get a lawyer or something that's in there sitting or some law so we can have a talk about how we should carry the gun in the car when some of you are right to, you know, right to carry states? Have your church ever advocated toward any learning of that, have they? Because you've been miseducated by some niggas. But that would be the first thing I would do. See, that's why I can't go to church right now and be like, hey, man, let's do the dry bones in the church, man, because, you know, we can get some understanding. There's a whole bunch of y'all in here with good degrees on campus, sci-fi, mega sci-fi, mega this, up your ass five, all this shit going on in there. They still can't sit down and figure this out. Okay, let's keep it going. Now, the next one. This is absolutely unreal. Unreal. Now, they're going around saying that during the time that they messed up all the black neighborhoods with the so-called, BLM and all that, that none of y'all probably looked up what they destroyed in capital and money. Why don't y'all do that before we have any debates and arguments? Psychological people would say, let's go look up how much damage was done to us and what did we get back? Then we can have a logical conversation. So I'm going to leave that one because I don't think I want to deal with it. They said that they was peaceful, 93%. This came out their own stuff. 93% of the protests for racial justice was peaceful. That's what they said. Now, I'm not saying that's what they said. I said, damn. I go look up stuff. I ain't that bright. I said, let me go look up. I know what property damage is. Man, they destroyed. That's why everybody pulling out the neighborhoods. Ain't nothing in them no more in California and in all these other states. It's done on these. When y'all hear this today, let me get real quick. Let me get down so I can get the key words here. Oh my God. The armed conflict location and event data. After they said project 90% of racial justice protests have been peaceful in the United States. Then it goes on to say, these are the key terms to immigration and migration and immigrants. They said that if you undocument, this coming out their Black Lives stuff, if you undocumented immigrant, often called illegal immigrant, and informs casual colloquial term, often considered offensive. Now, they already told you that word undocumented is offensive. Now, how that sound, y'all? Is that some witchcraft 101? Now, I'm like, it's wrong for me to say they undocumented. Now, one of y'all tried taking your passports to another country and leave it here or lose it. See how much trouble you have trying to get back. You can't even go nowhere. You think they're just going to let you leave into another country without that passport, especially from the U.S. Air Force? Isn't that strange? So basically, it's almost going to be like, look at New York, escape from New York. That's a setup game. Escape from New York. And then here's the scariest one here. Small businesses. Now, this is what is, now they admitted this now. I want y'all to hear this, what they admitted. It said the Harvard, because this is about small business. They said they did a survey in 2020. Surveyed over 5,800 small businesses. The Harvard Business Review found that the majority of small businesses have less than 2 months of expenses saved in case of a steep decline in revenue as occurred with the pandemic. Now, come on, people. They just admitted it to you, but you playing dumb and act like it didn't affect your kids from not going to school. You actually, see, that's why I say, man, and white people, oh, my goodness. Woo-wee. Wait till you get to your part in this. I mean, I would be nervous of white government for you, because I mean when they just said they gonna kill some of y'all, like, easy. I realized they were actually talking about the Anglo-Saxons, but they ain't not playing with y'all. Woo! Keep on listening. This is gonna be one of them programs. This gonna go global. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But first, we got to give homage to the pioneer blacks who had the courage to tell the facts, even when they had even participated in the foolishness. They had enough sense. Enough sense. Enough sense. Ain't that something? They had enough sense to do what was right in the Mayotte, the Wayne of the heart. They use the principle. That's why everybody know me from knowing this. They use the Wayne of the heart, which each and one of us have to do. He told the facts. He told just what was taking place. He didn't care who and what it hurt. And this book is the most underground, not even taught. It's not even in the, none of, you won't even find this being taught probably by those out there doing it. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. It wasn't for us. That's why you got to give homage to people who are seeing this. It's impossible to tell me. They can tell you to your face that we lost all perspective during the pandemic. And you remember, this is Black History Month. This is going to be really, really hard on y'all, because it's the magic month.
Chapter 10, The Loss of Vision. History shows then that as a result of these unusual forces in the education of the Negro, he easily learns to follow the line of least resistance rather than battle against odds for what real history has shown to be the right course. A mind that remains in the present atmosphere never undergoes sufficient development to experience what is commonly known as thinking. No Negro thus submerged in the ghetto then will have a clear conception of the present status of the race or sufficient foresight to plan for the future, and he drifts so far toward compromise that he loses moral courage. The education of the Negro then becomes a perfect device for control from without. Those who purposely promote it have every reason to rejoice, and Negroes themselves exultingly champion the cause of the oppressor. A comparison of the record of the spokesmen of the race today with that of those of the 18th century shows a moral surrender. During the prolonged struggle between the French and English in America, the Negroes held the balance of power at several strategic points and used it accordingly. Today, the Negro finds himself inconsequential because he can be parked on one side of the fence. The same balance of power was evident also during the American Revolution, when Negro soldiers insisted on serving side by side with others. Today, many Negroes are content as menials in the army. At that time, Negroes preached to mixed congregations. Today, we find Negroes busy separating them. The 18th century Negro resented any such thing as social distinctions. Today, Negroes are saying that they do not want social equality. Negroes of the epoch said with the ancient poet, "I am a man and deem nothing that relates to man a matter of indifference to me." Today, however, the average Negro says, "Now I am a colored man and you white folks must settle that matter among yourselves." At a still later date, the American Negro showed more courage than he does today with all of his so-called enlightenment. When the free Negroes were advised 100 years ago to go to Africa, they replied that they would never separate themselves from the slave population of this country, as they were brethren by the ties of consanguinity, of suffering, and of wrong. Today, however, the Negro in the North turns up his nose at the crude migrant from the South, who brings to the North the race problem, but along with it more thrift and actual progress than the Northern Negro ever dreamed of. When, again in 1816, free Negroes like Richard Allen, James Fortin, and Robert Purvis were referred to as a foreign element whose social status might not be secure in this country, instead of permitting the colonizationists to shove them aside as criminals to be deported to a distant shore, they replied in no uncertain terms that this soil in America which gave them birth is their only true home. Here their fathers fought, bled and died for this country, and here they intended to stay. Today, when such things come up, you find Negroes appearing upon the scene to see how much pay they can obtain to assist in the proposed undoing of the race. Further emphasizing this thought of resistance, a few years later, Nathaniel Paul, a Baptist preacher of Albany, informed the colonizationists that the free Negroes would not permit their traducers to formulate the program for the race. You may go ahead with your plan to deport this element in order to make slavery secure, he warned, but the free Negroes will never emigrate to Africa. We shall stay here and fight until the foul monster is crushed. Slavery must go. Did I believe it would always continue, said he, and that man to the end of time would be permitted with impunity to usurp the same undue authority over his fellow, I would disavow any allegiance or obligation I was under to my fellow creatures or any submission that I owed to the laws of my country. I would deny the superintending power of divine providence in the affairs of this life. I would ridicule the religion of the Savior of the world and treat as the worst of men the ministers of the everlasting gospel. I would consider my Bible as a book of false and delusive fables and commit it to the flames. Nay, I would still go farther. I would at once confess myself an atheist and deny the existence of a holy God. And these Negroes of a century ago stood their ground and fought the pro-slavery deportationists to a standstill.
Wow. I want y'all to think about that now. Think about that heavily and just don't believe everything. Something got to be tested here. Something's got to be tested with those words. He said progress was made in the South. He said blacks held strategic locations and held them down until another time. Richard Allen, the AME Church. That's the AME Church. All Prince Halls. How far of that we have failed? That completely. Our people vote against the best interest of themselves in this country today. Today will be proven just by facts. Don't get mad. Change the channel. Go to somebody else. Love is alive. Because that's what it's about. Hardcore shit make you have to think. He said no thinking was even being done. That's what he said. No thinking. Ain't total no thinking. So somebody got to be putting a delusion hand in the mix. Some delusion is going on. Because he also said that they did not want to go back to Africa. They said, we bound it here. Some of what he's talking is in ceremony. When he's talking about the Bible, throwing it into the fire, oh, y'all better pay attention to what that man said. That man gave it up. And today, whew, now I'm going to go to the day before I open up the mics. See, I told you it's going to be one of the programs that's going to really make you think. Now, he said that we would be paid. He also mentioned Carter G. Carter G said people be running to get money to what? To undo the race. To undo the people. Get paid. How often do we see that? We see that right now in Atlanta, Georgia. And in New York State. People got shot in Buffalo. Did not get a thing. And they gave up everything just to get Trump. Now, you got to ask yourself, what kind of shit Trump got for a four-year president? What don't y'all think now? This just can't even be real. A four-year president. Has the power from somewhere to pull this off. Now, this is the same thing we talking about today. Now, in his time, he had what? The Roosevelts. All them. Think about what Carter G had to go through. He with the Rockefellers. He with the Carnegies. He meeting with the big boys, Rabbi Wise. The NAACP is totally, I put the pictures up because people are so scared to look at because you can't handle the facts. When you see Rabbi Wise in the 1930s, No, 1919. Back in the day, these people came over and started. Now, what group starts another group's redemption? Something ain't right with these stories. So now, I'm going to piece it to you right now. I'm going to piece this story to you. See, y'all all been watching and listening. And I thank my sister on Facebook who sent me this. Oh, yeah, she sent me this. I said, I got to play this early because I'm going to start the fire off early. But, you know, this is Black History Month. And most people don't teach this type of stuff, but it is something about Black people now. That I told myself, I don't know if we've been brainwashed to forget what we did or something, but it is amazing. And then the truth of it is Black people was ruling all through that time. He told you, held they shit down. Why don't we learn about them families that held they shit down? Who are they? I found some. Won't get into it now because I'm going to make sure time. But I said, well, damn. You heard, they held it down. Then they was preaching to white folks at that time who was in the order themselves. So you got Black preachers already doing mega churches. Already happening. You just heard that. So this is not new. A mega church. I mean, you speaking to both groups at the same time. Been going on. Been going on. That's why that Book of Clarence y'all been saying, check out. Now, but I got to play this, man. See, y'all been watching people do this in that movie, The Beekeeper. Man, if that ain't masonically crafted, it's in your Bibles. Be like the bees. What's the bee? You see, everything was based off the queen, and then it gave you the allegory that America would have a queen president. Oh, we're going to put it on you. This is Black History 101, so get ready for the real history. Factual, artifactual, real, authenticated. Nothing but the facts. Told y'all, Henrietta Leaks, this is for you, baby. I found this my sister on Facebook. She know my sister Fort Lauderdale. God bless her, who passed with us. But there's Elvira, all of them up there. Much love to y'all and everybody out there who used to say these things, and we used to say, nah, that can't be true. Yeah, but it's targeted people, baby. It's targeted people. And the reason why it's targeted, you're only going to hear it probably on this program and then it'll go everywhere. Because I ain't heard it yet, but from one sister, and she got it. It's already on. I said, I ain't heard that one yet. I said, that is too powerful. Too powerful there. Absolutely too powerful. It's so powerful, I had to play it. Now you will hear for yourself, everybody. Thought the movie Get Out was just a movie, huh? They didn't let Jordan Peele put that out because somewhere in line, he must be in the know. But check this one out. This is the DNA Night Train.
And this is part of this genetic greatness that we don't see in any other race on the planet. These curvy, sexy Black women from Africa. You girls have a kind of a monopoly on this genetic perfection, and we want some of that. Stem cell technology that Peter and I are investing in is called SCNT, which takes the eggs of a young, perfect woman specimen, takes the egg and takes out the nucleus and puts our DNA in the nucleus. They just go in and take it out.
Painful, right?
Huh?
Is it painful?
Yeah, a little bit. And this is part of this genetic greatness that we don't see in any other race on the planet. These curvy, sexy Black women from Africa. You girls have a kind of a monopoly on this genetic perfection, and we want some of that.
Started working on human mitochondrial DNA so that I would have some kind of view that was objective, that would help me understand and help other people understand how humans around the world were related. I was very excited when I first started to get evidence, and it was so counterintuitive. I'd put 20 Europeans and 20 African Americans on a sheet of X-ray film, and every African American showed differences, and all the Europeans looked the same. And I thought I'd mislabeled something, or I thought I'd made some drastic mistake. And we kept repeating and repeating things. And as we got more samples from different areas, I realized that it was a difference in the pattern, and that this whole new type of evidence based on mitochondria was going to change the way we thought about modern humans.
Lupita's results contained something I'd never seen before. When we examined her mitochondrial DNA, the genetic fingerprint passed down from mother to daughter across generations, we found that she carries DNA from the oldest maternal haplogroup, a very ancient branch of the mtDNA tree, just adjacent to what scientists call the mitochondrial Eve, the most recent woman from whom all living humans today descend.
The responses of people were sort of amazing. The public was genuinely interested in certain aspects of it, but there was a tendency to misinterpret the data because of the terminology used to describe this woman, African Eve. And people thought it meant the biblical Eve, the single woman in the Judeo-Christian Bible of the wife of Adam. I have to say, even my own uncle sent me a Christmas card the year that our study was published saying, "How dare you? You know Grandma wasn't black."
And this is part of this genetic greatness that we don't see in any other race on the planet. These curvy, sexy black women from Africa. You girls have a kind of a monopoly on this genetic perfection. And we want some of that. So, girls, for $100, we will pay you for your eggs.
$100?
You can pay a lot more than that.
So how much do you want for it? Let's bid. I bid $500. You know, that's a very good bid.
Here's the real deal, everybody. This is what it is about.
Whatever I bid, he's going to outbid me.
I bought about $60,000 of eggs.
Yeah.
If you have an abortion, that's very valuable. Umbilical cord, you know, and placenta, you know, even your period blood is so rich with stem cells. Yeah. We regard it as waste, and it actually should be. It should be captured. It's recycled. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't go to waste. It's life for somebody, you know? And it's life for mankind. But one of the best eggs are 16 to 18 years old. Those are the best eggs.
Donor meat.
And as you get older, your eggs get weaker and weaker.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
So you may not be our top candidate.
No, that's fine. I'm going to go with my business anyway.
As we mark Women's History Month, we can't ignore a troubling trend. Missing black women and girls have received a fraction of the news coverage missing white women and girls have nationwide. A study analyzing news coverage found that while black people make up nearly 40% of all missing persons cases, white women were overrepresented, receiving more than half of the national news coverage, even though they make up less than a third of all missing persons cases. And according to the National Crime Information Center, black women and girls are more likely to be reported missing. Last year, they accounted for roughly 36% of all females reported missing in this country, even though they make up 15% of all women and girls in America.
No, the best eggs are 16 to 18 years old. Those are the best eggs.
Donor meat.
And as you get older, your eggs get weaker and weaker.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
So you may not be our top candidate.
In recent months, there's been growing alarm that more people in D.C. are missing, particularly girls.
All of a sudden, we start having a lot of young females missing. This past week, a post that was retweeted over 47,000 times claimed that 14 black girls had gone missing in Washington, D.C. in a 24-hour period.
In the first 10 days of this month, 10 young black and Latinos, most of them female, were reported missing in Washington, D.C.
Today in Washington, D.C., more than a dozen teenagers have been reported missing, all of them black or Latino. These are just some of their faces we're showing. There was an emotional town hall last night. Members of the community spoke out, telling their city leaders they're afraid for their families because of what they view as an apparent spike in the number of missing kids. Sadly, though, for that community, the chief of police told the crowd that this is far from a new problem.
The disturbing fact is that we do have that many kids that go missing in our city, and it's been that way for a long time.
Governor Walz held a signing ceremony launching the Missing and Murdered African American Women Task Force. Among those on hand was Lakeisha Lee of St. Paul, who will serve on the new panel.
Me being here proves that my life, my sister's life, my daughter's life, it matters.
Lee became active on this issue because her sister, Brittany Clardy, was murdered in February of 2013, her body found in the trunk of a car in a tow lot, 3 weeks after Brittany suddenly disappeared.
We don't see in any other race on the planet these curvy, sexy black women from Africa. You girls have a kind of a monopoly on this genetic perfection. And we want some of that. And we want some of that. And we want some of that.
I want to learn everything I can about my mama's self.
They've been at the forefront of basically every major medical breakthrough.
Even though Henrietta Lacks passed away in 1951, she still made huge contributions to the medical field.
Those cells were being used to help cure polio and cancer and HIV.
To know that a part of your family is the reason why we have vaccinations and in vitro fertilization is just amazing.
Everyone's saying Henrietta Lacks donated themselves. They took them and didn't ask.
Her family was not informed. Doctors had taken a sample of her tissue, and over time, what had happened to her and her cells were revealed.
And the family of Henrietta Lacks has reached a settlement with a biotech company accused of profiting off her immortal cell line. Lacks died of cancer in 1951. Back then, doctors took some of her cancer cells without her or her family's consent. Those cells have been used in countless medical breakthroughs. The Lacks family says it has waited 70 years for justice.
You girls have a kind of a monopoly on this genetic perfection. And we want some of that. And we want some of that. And we want some of that.
Billionaires like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates are known for their charitable contributions. But not all great givers crave the spotlight. Last night, a Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, an anonymous individual gave an unprecedented donation of 200 human kidneys. The secret benefactor delivered his gift a few minutes before 4 a.m. this morning, as seen here in the security camera footage.
It's an amazing gift. The kidneys are so fresh, they clearly must have been removed within the last 24 hours.
The philanthropist sought no fanfare and left without requesting so much as a thank you.
Whoever did this is obviously very skilled with a knife, and it looked to me like they've done this before, maybe hundreds, thousands of times. We are just incredibly grateful.
The hospital's medical technicians have been working overtime to sort through the massive donation.
They left a note in the bag that indicated they might be making more additional donations in the future.
What happened to this teenage boy walking through this school gym? He's captured here on surveillance camera, then disappears until...
Come on, outside's going out. There's a dead body out here.
17-year-old Kendrick Johnson was found upside down in a rolled gym mat last January. Investigators say he was reaching for a shoe, got stuck, and died.
We have found nothing to indicate this was anything other than just a tragic accident.
You could tell he was beaten.
Kendrick's parents believe the story about the shoe is a cover-up, and they question why sheriff's investigators either did not collect or test potential evidence from the scene.
Got some questions about the Kendrick Johnson case.
I'm not going to discuss that with you.
Why not, sir?
Because our case is closed.
Now, I just want y'all to know, before I open up the mics, they found butcher shops of people's bodies just recently in different parts of the country. And y'all think Roland Martin, they got you worried about politics. I think you better be careful of how you look at our news on all levels. We about to open up because it's time for the dry bones. Unbelievable.
Hey, Bones, you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Go right here. Unbelievable.
Oh,
that's a
great
damn movie scene.
Man. Great.
Unbelievable. That's a movie
great
scene.
Great daughter, man.
Unbelievable.
Jack Bauer to the fifth power. And brother, like Brother Caddy say, five is everything. You know, history always recycles itself. And we're just repeating the cycle. Now we're at critical mass. You know, when I think back to what you were saying about how do we forget and how do we go along the way, I sat and I thought about times and eras when we were just coming into the checkerboard and we were told the story of the J-Boys. And the J-Boys at the gate trying to get the word. And see, the word was with him. And see, he didn't want to give up the word, but he got hit across the head. And see, that's what happened to us along the way, that we got hit across the head. But when we got hit across the head, we never recovered. And see, the Boule, and when we talk about that story and how their job was to get educated and come back and educate the masses, they met the same resistance that we are encountering now. We're just trying to wake just the common sheep up with just a little bit of both sides of the poison that we are seeing, because we have to disseminate through the mess to know what's real and what's fake. They even told you fake news, but it's up for the mind to get to that point. And see, if you don't have it, it's too late. And so you shall perish with your soul, because your soul is the ultimate goal. That's what they're reaching for. And, man, look at here. I'm like the brother. I got my popcorn. I'm just watching this shit. I'm glad to be alive, and I'm glad to, you know, just be in the mix to see what's going on at the state of this corporation, because we've been full down here in the MIA, and I see it. The land has been turned over to those masses of Arawaks and Caribs that engulfed, or the lesser and the greater Antilles of the Caribs, which were the Marotaurs and the different sects, and they mixed in there with the Portuguese and all that, and they were indigenous.
Immigrate. So you figure the immigrants immigrants in.
So
the
keys of
immigrants.
The gate. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let me get some more.
Man, look
all
at
right,
here.
Let's get some more. 9927. I'm like, hey, you heard what we say. If y'all want to say that, then y'all should call yourself BIPOC, which would be an acronym for Black Indigenous People of Color. I mean, they told you what we got to change into, but let me hear what we have for this. We got y'all the mic. Hurry up, sister. 9927. We about to hear it.
Hey, Resurrection. Yo.
Yes. Appreciate
that's
that.
That's serious indeed. And a lot of our children are missing, and they're trying to bring in Disney into Niagara Falls, Buffalo. And you know, we got those tunnels that they already claimed that they are perfectly clear and fine.
Yes, they did.
They cleared that. So that's just telling the people that they are going to be stealing your children. They're going to be stealing right there at Disney, because you're going to take them to them. I can't even say anything, because I'm sure my kids are scared.
She said right there at Disney.
You know, they're going to do it too. Your children are going to do it. So, because they into that shit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you just have to be mindful
it's
and
real.
Careful.
It's real.
Because it's real. They want They've been using us. They've been harvesting us, you know, to keep themselves healed, you know. Any brown melanated, any brown skin, dark brown skin, deep brown skin, chocolate, deep chocolate, you know, black, if that's what y'all want to call it, because, you know, they get to the darkness of blackness. They want your melanin. They want everything. They want everything to make stem cells to heal themselves so that they can live forever. Now, who is the magical beings? I keep saying that. The ones that are affiliated with the planet, the earth, the trees, the sun, the everything. So, and that can regenerate.
Are they
reincarnate.
In the middle? Are they in the middle of the earth? They're in the middle.
They in the middle.
Some
underground.
Some people say that in the middle of the earth is where a lot of them, these so-called indigenous to earth is at. Like that was the prison. And they coming up.
Oh, well, the
upward.
Ones in the middle, the ones that's living underground in the caves and still building bunkers.
It takes a lot to know how to do that. That's like study the ant. That takes a lot of watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay the ant.
So there were already cities down there, sunken cities,
uh-huh.
Sunken everything.
Yeah.
See, we don't know. They know the secrets. They got them all. They know they keep bringing up this technology that they already had in the past. It's just like they keep putting these Star Wars movies out here. These Star Wars movies, though, they represent the past. Technology is the past that has come to our future, okay, that's already been here. And they letting us know that, you know, all that was hitting is coming up from you all because you don't know because we've been mind wiped to do what? To do what we're doing right now. So, you
right.
know, being docile.
Right. It's like,
you know,
right.
We've been
trained to
now.
Be indoctrinated. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Indoctrinated.
Now, what about the – but what
that's
about
–
okay, now you heard her say – or heard him say, and these people said that, okay, if they able to no news coverage was done in my area. I appreciate that video from our sister. Because who would know a bag of kidneys came from Atlanta? Now, that even goes deeper than that. I went and looked up some more. Now, so my thing is, okay, you think
every
about
part
they
put, of our body is worth money.
But are they
every
putting out
part of
are,
our body?
Are these black
and
women
so,
real?
I'm so nervous about getting surgery because I don't know what the hell they're going to take from me.
But you got to do what you got to do. But I'm just saying, hold on. Let's just go with the premise that, okay, because we saying that because of this is not really, we going to look at us as a people. It's a lot of black women in power. And, I mean, if we find this out, I mean, I ain't saying we can't be the only ones that say.
Yes,
but,
there is. Yes,
yeah,
there
but,
is a lot of black
that,
women
I mean,
in power.
I mean, unbelievable
that is
amount.
Not doing anything.
Yeah, so how's that
but
work?
But cooperating and getting
is
paid.
That, is that,
I
is
mean,
that because of the DNA? Is that
that's
because
it.
Of the DNA? The DNA might have done it. Because think about it.
But
then I want y'all to take some more calls before I get to Brother Tariq. I see Brother Tariq. You coming in.
Yes.
Get ready. I got now, I want y'all to listen carefully now because again, if you're talking about this high level of science of change, the man, this group, look up that group name. It said that they were in Africa. Well, you heard them talking on that video. They're in Africa with nice women whose faces are dark out, but you could tell.
Yes,
they
I've
were going,
seen that video.
Yeah,
yes.
They were going for that,
that
shit. They was going
they,
for that.
That's what
the,
they wasn't.
Shit.
They was like, what? Only how
yep.
much? They
yep.
needed
they
more,
more
money.
They
needed
they
to offer
money.
Them more money.
More money. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me get some
mm-hmm.
more. Y'all stay with me. I'm going to get y'all online. Let me get, I got 916. We're going to talk today, y'all. I told you, y'all think y'all just be trying to sugarcoat our whole experience. Yeah, today y'all been hearing. I hope y'all hear. Remember the Bay. That's why I got my buddy Tree Bay. I mean, for people to come over here, and then if they did come over here, it contradicts them because these people said we were going to fight right here. So where does Africa thing come from? I'm getting y'all hot because he say, the same thing. Now, you ask Richard Allen, which is all the AME church, one of the richest black churches in America. They call themselves the African Methodist Episcopal. My question would be, if you got no affiliation to Africa, then why is it in the name? You don't want to go back. See, it's contradicted. Let's get some more callers. Let me go to 9161. 9161.
Hey, what's going on, Jabbo?
Yes, we making it hot today, bro. We ain't playing with them. Go ahead.
Hey, look,
brother.
Man, look here, man. A lot of crazy shit going on, man. Let me bring a lot of this. Let me bring this down, man. I'm having to really point some things out. The last week we had the Super Bowl that went on last week. Oh, man, they was doing so many rituals last week. Man, they started off with your old thing.
Yeah. You said it.
Yeah. They didn't talk about the remote. You know, the tranny they went in the church. Yep. I said, well, that's interesting. You know, maybe they talk about it. Look, but a lot of people, my friend protectionist, she might be on the line, but she knew about it before that. They didn't even announce that they knew. They said, no, we got to keep this game going, man. You know, we got to get y'all in the Taylor Swift and all that, you know. Now, check this out, man. It was 2-11, which that equals 13, Taylor Swift's birthday, December 13th, right? The number 13, right?
Right.
They said, pass the home down to the 13-yard line. The final score was 2020. Come on. Now, what happened in 1919? Come on, man. The Spanish flu, man. Come on. I mean, they were so blatant with it this thing. Then the final score was 25-22. The college football championship, both games of the playoff, came down to 47-25-22. It's 47, right? There we go again. They did it again, right?
Mm-hmm. They did it again.
Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now. The head kept on showing you Taylor Swift, Ice Spice, then they brought us and all them out there. You know, they that's really going on with this thing. How's the Nets fans? So we got, you know, 3 days later we get, quote-unquote, a repeat of a St. Valentine's Day Massacre or parade or whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah, St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Now, wait a minute now.
Yep, same day.
They told you 22 people was injured or something like that in there, right? But if they had started off 10-1, 11, I said, well, goddamn. The final score of the game was 25-22. Kansas put up how much? 25 points. I'm like, what's the chance of that? And the Kansas City Chiefs in the parade, and they come and tell you it's two juveniles, and they're not going to tell you one of them. With a guy they claim an immigrant, I said, there's got to be a major psyop going on here because then Joe Biden come out and start talking about gun control. We need to do something about the guns in this country.
Right. The next day. He did an executive order. It's already done. He did an executive order on the guns.
I missed that. Okay. Well, look, when it came out, they came out that day, right?
I thank y'all for that one. Executive order.
Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on. Then they had the shooting down at the Atlanta school on the same day around the same time with Fannie Willis in the courtroom. It was a week ago. Then they had to think up there in D.C. They said, well, look, I do realize most of these shootings in the red states do, because that was in Missouri, too, by the way. But look.
Yes, that was in Missouri.
Ferguson, Missouri.
Man, this is deep. Keep it going. I'm about to go. You bring up some good stuff.
Then they come back to the East Coast in D.C. and say the police had a 13-hour standoff with a man with a dog in the house. I said, what is it, man? What is going on here, man? So this thing really started to get my goat right now. But look, let me say something, man. Then you had this thing with Fanny up there, and you got Joy reading them talking about she did black women proud, you know. That's wrong, Reed. You can't do black women proud. You got a damn gold toupee or blonde wig on your head or something. Right? Joy Reed putting the book out, too, by the way. I hope you know that. But look, check this out, man. Sitting there looking at this thing from a bird's eye view while y'all was watching the Super Bowl. They said, dang, the people watching the Super Bowl go ahead and pass $95 billion to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. While you was watching the Super Bowl, you
they
were about Taylor Swift and passing it home. Then this week, here come Kanye again. Now, they saying they're going to take your thing off there because he being anti-Semitic again. I said, okay, come on.
Same people. Wait a minute, man. Hold on, man. Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna get ready. Brother Tariq, you coming in next, Brother Tariq? I'm gonna take you. I'm gonna tell you how you order. You keep going. I'm gonna bring Brother Tariq in. Give you 2 minutes and 1-0-1-0-6-9. But stay with me. Stay with me now.
Let me bring
somebody
Jews right quick, man. See, and I was looking at it last night.
Yeah.
These Jews, right?
Mm-hmm.
They using all these tricks and stuff. Got these black women up there. You know, I'm sitting there saying to myself, well, you got a black woman sitting in the daggone courtroom saying that if I give out a G, I said, now, I know what that means. You know what that means. But the other public might be like, what the fuck is this brother talking about, right? I said,
Now hold on. Hold on. Because you're getting hyped up now. I want y'all to know, and y'all been to court. I know people been to court. I've been to court. You know she was in contempt of court. She was. See, that's how you know. If you knew court good, everybody, you would know that that ain't making sense, because your family members could never do that in no court. But I guarantee you, they can't. They weren't even on the docket to come in. You can't just bust in court, take the seat right after your boyfriend was sweating and drinking three bottles. Get ready, Brother Tariq. Everybody put yourself on mute. You can't drink all that water he was drinking. Nervous. He even said, as a lawyer, see, one thing about me, law is admiralty law and land law, and luckily I was privileged to know both, a little of both. Let's just say that much. And so here it is. She goes into the courtroom. The judge, I just found out, first year of being a judge, that's why I say, you know what, your biggest problem is you don't know law or policy, because you should be worrying about the judges in your locale more than you worry about anybody. But, you know, I'm talking to dumb, miseducated niggas. So all I can tell you is, so hold on, no, put yourself on mute, because brother come on. Put yourself on mute. And now, I say it to y'all, if you can watch this foolishness, knowing if you do really know court or not, I don't know if you know or not, but I know we do, and so you will be in contempt of court for doing what she did. That's why, you know, the dude who is the judge, he running for office in 3 months. He a first-year dude. He don't want to make way for the DA. He trying to make it. So y'all don't even look up these people. That's why your municipalities have sold you out, because you got probably some clerks of the court in the church, I'm sure. Now we going to church, my brother. We about to do it. We got West Coast. Thank you for getting up this morning, because you know, anybody know, it's a 4-hour difference. So we thank him for even getting up to give us some glorious information. But brother, please, you ain't no stranger to our program, the Dry Bones, you family. So Brother Tariq, without further ado, out of Cali, you got the house.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the new day that we better be getting on it, because as we heard here earlier, they want some of that.
Yeah,
and they got
that.
Some of that. They got Henrietta Lacks. They have contaminated every laboratory in the world with the cells, with the cancer cells of Henrietta Lacks, and then they want to come and claim that, oh yeah, well, we're using it to fix them, and we're using it to help people and change the disease and all that BS. All it is more poisoning. Poisoning, poisoning, poisoning. That's what they're doing, folks. You're being poisoned to death slowly, but you're being poisoned to death, and it's hastening every day. They're dumping it from the sky on us. It's in the food. It's in the water. It's in the air. Everywhere you look, plastic gases are changing males and females. They are overloading the body with female hormone mimickers. That's the plastic gases, xenoestrogens they're called. If you don't know this, you better get with this, because plastics, and they're finding it in everywhere, the plastic waste is breaking down and becoming microplastic. And microplastics are everywhere, in everything. And so you know, we are busy running our mouth and looking at television and following all this nonsense that they got us on in Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird has been working on our ass for 80 years, y'all. You don't know this? Operation Mockingbird is exactly what the brother demonstrates to us every week when he brings on these clips, these various clips that he finds, and he brings on these incredible confessions, because that's what they are. The man knows.
They're confessions. Thank you.
They're confessions, y'all. You don't understand. Yep.
They confess the truth to you.
Big confessions. And see, what's happening is, If we would just wake up for 10 minutes and get away from all that nonsense and focus in on our remedy, which was given us in 1945 after the war in California, California legislature passed the Administrative Procedures Act. This gives you your remedy. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is supply two certified notarized letters to whomever is claiming to be a public servant or whoever in charge of any situation. You got Joe Biden's brother up there acting like Joe Biden or the clone of Joe Biden. You got all these actors. They're all actors, folks. If you don't understand that they're actors, then you don't get it, because that's all they can do is act. They don't have anything. They don't create anything. They don't do anything except kill off anybody that they think or perceive in any way, shape, or form that is a threat to them. And then earlier we heard also all of these missing girls, boys, men, and women. The men are disappearing as well. Why are they doing this? Well, of course they're doing this because they want the melanin. They know the melanin is the magic. They've been knowing this a long time. We just don't know this. See? Mm-hmm. And the miseducation of the Negro tells you all this. And the thing that you got to get with after that is the re-education of the Negro, the book that he wrote later that nobody talks about.
Nobody.
Nobody. If they did, they'd be in conflict with the system. The system is to control us, is to convert us, is to transform us into the transhumans. And they're going to make use of all of our DNA, RNA, and our melanin. That's what you got to see going on, folks. And what they're doing is right in front of your face. You're going to the stupid market every week buying what you call food, which is not food. And then you're worried why you're sick. People worrying about the virus, or the COVID, or the Ebola. Oh, the AIDS virus, everything they got, they've been doing it since 1970, coming at you with all this nonsense about a virus, which is Latin for poison. The word virus is Latin for poison. Every doctor knows this. Why you don't know this? You see?
And let me ask you that.
This is what I've been exposing now since 1992,
mm-hmm.
that this is no such a thing as a viral cause of disease. You eat yourself into dis-ease, lack of ease. You're eating all this garbage that they call food, and you think it's food. It smells good. It tastes good. But later on, guess what? Kidneys, your liver, your pancreas, your gallbladder, all of your internal vital organs, they ain't called vital for nothing, are being destroyed every single day. You don't even drink enough water every day to supply, keep yourself hydrated and alive. Mm-hmm. You dehydrate yourself into dis-ease. You eat yourself into lack of ease. That's what's going on.
Okay, now
here's what I'm coming to. This is the key right here. If you don't know how to get food, grow food where you are, in your house, in your friend's house, your people's backyard, your garages, wherever you can, if you don't learn how to do this, in a short while, folks, you're going to see it. They've been burning down, airplane crashes, all kind of nonsense, fires breaking out everywhere in what? All the food processing plants. Guess what? It's been 160 of them in the last 2 or 3 years. Is that a coincidence?
Absolutely.
Is that
not
a coincidence that an airplane falls into a food processing plant and not just one but four? Four airplanes fell into.
Well, hold on, brother. I got him up early, man. I told you he is. I don't even know if he drink coffee now, but if he drank that Cuban coffee, he'd really be hyped up, right? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Hold on. Let's go there. Because again, you done it. I'm seeing now, being on YouTube with all this, you know, everybody showing it. We following things like the Panopticon. We like showing each other stuff. And like, you into that able to grow stuff because you're an agricultural state. Florida is an agricultural state. I do see that, what he's saying.
Yep.
I'm right near farmland. But these urban dwellers, this is where it gets deep, because the urban dwellers can only do so much. And we want to say this, because you brought this out to me, survival. And that goes a long way with it, survival.
Yep.
I'm going to add to that, there is places now. You could get what they call really good supply food that lasts months and months and months. Go look up the ones that have the natural. They're coming out of different groups. Black folks are, see, this is how you don't know. Black folks thinking just like us across the country. They do have supply houses of real natural things. This brother here showed me his thing. We're going to have to invite myself over there because you're doing things that is done in a state that understands agriculture. Give me your idea how we work this, because, again, you know I know. You know we both talked about this. Everybody on this line, the food has been cut off pretty much in certain areas. So you're right. How do you see that playing out? Because, again, we don't want people to realize that, you're doing a good thing, but then who do you really tell you have this amount of food? You know what I'm saying? We're getting to the point where...
Nobody. You better not tell nobody.
I'm just trying to add two dimensions, because we talk about preparing. I want them to let you know what you're preparing for. If he just told you, a food shortage means that you don't see the same amount of space with food in it no more. It's just now... You'll know it. You will all know it. Your animal instincts, human instincts, you will know when your food supply looks strange. I guarantee you. I guarantee you that one. Now, other than those who know how to do the, how do we, you know, tap into that mindset of so many who know how to do the farming and know how to do the, you know, it is a cultural landscape thing to me. Like, if your land is beautiful and you enter that, especially the islands, they love it. Go ahead.
Right. I'm sitting here looking at a book called The Complete Indoor Gardener.
There you go.
By Michael Wright. Yeah. Edited by Michael Wright. This is a very important book, folks. If you don't, you better get this book. I know it's still available. The Complete Indoor Gardener will show you how to grow the proper foods inside your home, inside your garden, your garage, your friend's, your backyard, all your neighbors. This is how we have to do, folks, because food is going to be cut off. If you don't see it already in some of the major stupid markets, you're going to see the shelves are dropping down. They're not filling up like they usually do. The supplies are dwindling, and they are preparing.
I don't know everybody's region, but I will say this. I will not exaggerate to anybody or lie. The fact's fact. Our Florida grocery stores where I live, I'm telling you, they full. I mean, I don't know what's going on in certain supplies market, but you remember, I'm in Miami.
The money game is here.
But y'all got your own seaports. Let me ask you, because there are a bunch of people in your state, the Asian market, they're pretty organically induced.
Yes, sir.
You think we should get the camaraderie with groups? Because, again, that's what Dr. Carter G. Woodson said, that maybe we don't know how to do across the board no more. We lost that being across the board with groups. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, we don't work with other groups because we can't even work with each other.
Okay.
So some of us go here, some of us go there, some of us find other places. And end up blending in, just like what you were talking, what you played for us earlier, you know, about the people that are missing, for example. You got all these people missing, and then we worried about something completely different. We're running down another road. We're chasing the television, the big head boy that's on TV that's always telling us everything. You know, the boy, he got to be 300 pounds at least. His head looks like it's 100 pounds.
Help me out, somebody. I ain't cut nobody off. If y'all know who he talking about, he said 300 pounds. Like, who the big head one there?
This is not to cast aspersions, but this is how they're operating with MK Ultra. We talked about MK Ultra last couple of weeks,
MK Ultra and Operation Mockingbird, Project Monarch, have been working on us for almost 80 years. So that's why we got so many dumb folks today, because people have bought into and have been sucked into this whole lie of race. And I heard it earlier, race, we are the race. We are the race on the planet, folks. I've been all over this planet, and everywhere I've been, I've seen me. Now, well, how is that? If we were brought over here from so-called Africa, which is not, it's not called Africa at all. That's the name, a nickname of a Roman general. How are you going to call a whole continent after a nickname of a Roman general? And this is the out of Africa theory, the bullshit theory of out of Africa. Everybody came. That's a damn lie. We are the first people everywhere on this planet. Everywhere.
Now,
north, south, east, and west.
Because I agree. Yeah. Because we got to the point where it's becoming a trivial subject for those that been around hearing it. I mean, because I remember the day, you much of us, well, I respect you. You're older than me, my father's age. I mean, I'm saying to me, yeah, you've seen this, you heard this, you were a part of this early thing going on. You've been around there. So my question is, I know you could see it. Now you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's why. So you like an example to me that even when I get older, I still will be able to see what I'm seeing.
Yep.
So I could. Yeah. So, but there's a lot of people your in your age demographics.
They're gone. They're gone.
They will
already.
Not listen to a word of this. It's like
nope.
It's like
they
you can't
not.
Even be. You can't talk nice. You can't be. You know. It's like even if you say, no. Hey, you ever heard about? It's like a fear gets in to some of them that is almost scary. Like, damn, did I say something crazy? But I mean, what is it that? What is it now? You say.
Psychological warfare.
Right. So you think basically this happened during y'all time, and I find out it happened when I was, you know, I'm young, in the 60s. I was getting born. I don't even know this is going on. So I grow up into this MLK, Mockingbird,
MK Ultra,
all this stuff. And now we found they got one called the Beekeeper. So y'all watch the Beekeeper. They got a whole regiment. Yeah, they got a whole regiment of them. And I'm saying, you know, I think they're revealing to us what we've pretty much been hearing. Because remember, I asked the sister earlier about study the ant. Ain't study the ant in the Bible? And the bee is definitely in the Bible. These
That's
two
right.
are very high-level, imperialistic societies, these two, bee and ant. How do we take that concept with nature? Because nature's showing us in itself that maybe that's why we follow, like we so willing to follow something, because that's that bee, that's that ant, and then maybe
that's
they know.
That's Pavlov.
So what you think about that? Because it is prevalent. Like, I mean, whoever thought this up or whatever has the women, when you think about it, you know, they're used for everything to entice, basically, and they tell you the Bible, they entice us. So some of these stories are like allegoric stories, but how do you take it when you've been around it? You've seen that era. How do you feel now that you're older now? How do you analyze that era? What tell us what you think we made a mistake at, and what we need to correct some of that stuff we did.
We bought into the out of Africa theory that W.E.B. Du Bois took from them two Yiddish boys in Illinois, the one at Northwestern and the one at the University of Chicago, Hershkovitz and Boaz.
Yeah,
both of them Yiddish boys, the anthropologists, that's all they were. And they come up with this idea that everybody came out of Africa. And then the talented 10th of Du Bois and his people, they're the ones pushing this theory on us now. And I bought into it big time. I lived in Scandinavia for 12 years. I traveled to the continent many times. I started in the north and ended up north, south, east, and west. I've been to five countries on the west coast studying traditional healing methods. I've been to Zimbabwe when it became Zimbabwe, 1978, before Mugabe got in and destroyed the place.
Right.
Was put in to destroy the place, actually. Yeah. And then I've been to the east coast, Kenya, Uganda, you know, these places, Tanzania, Zanzibar is where I met our guide who was almost like a spitting image of my dad.
scared the hell out of me and my wife at the time. I couldn't believe it. I said, man, this man walking down the street, I said, he even walked like my dad. Only difference was he didn't talk like my dad, because he couldn't, because he spoke, you know, whatever there. And so these are the kinds of incidents. And then finding out, for example, in Tanzania, in Zanzibar, that on Sunday morning, the Anglican church, they had mass and so forth, right? Then after mass, in the back, they had the auction of the people that they pulled out of this cave that our guide took us to 400 feet below. They kept the people that they took from the mainland, put them in the hole down there, brought them out on Sunday morning, and sold them on to the Arabs that took the Red Sea slave trade that they was rolling up with there. And so this is the kind of stuff you find out when you travel. If you don't travel, you don't ever see none of this, you see? And this is one of the things that I learned long ago. You have to travel. You have to get up out of your own little area and circle of your mind, because you're locking yourself in psychologically.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on elsewhere.
Even in our own country, like for instance, if you never left, I said this a few times, it was told to me, if you don't never leave your zip code, you pretty much don't know what the hell going on. If you never leave the zip code you're in, or never leave you're done your county, never left your county, because you don't really know. And that's where they say going abroad or whatever it may be. But now let's go there, because again, you want to keep this past metaphysic, past, present, future at the same time.
Right.
Now we know that the migration. Now you've been to Africa. Explain to us, because
Al-Kabilan.
Al-Kabilan. I'll go along with that. But I'm just saying, Al-Kabilan, these people there. Now the people there are coming here. They're all over the place. And
so they're driving them here. They're driving them here. That's what they're doing.
That's fine, but their government now. Here's the thing: if we put too much interest over there sometimes, and then they looking over here, we don't get the real even exchange. If we're gonna do maritime law, and we're gonna do all this stuff that we talk about, we ain't really getting the even exchange from the African. I mean, for the Al-Kabilan period, Al-Kabilan ain't thinking about us, because if you think about it, Al-Kabilan is not trying to make no trade agreements with any of the indigenous blacks here. Say, hey, you know what? Let's start. We'll bring shipping over here at a lower price to some of our longshoremen. Something tangible that we can say that Al-Kabilan would do, other than, you know, I mean, we got to look at it past, present, future. We got that past. But let's look at, what are they doing now, Al-Kabilan, that we can really say we should be like, you know, thinking they're going to help us? Because I've been searching that on my search of knowledge. Like, when is it that I'm going to see this?
The Francophone countries are showing us the way. The French-speaking countries, on the continent are showing us the way. The young brothers are coming up, taking over, taking power, and kicking the French's ass and kicking them out. Because this is what has been stifling many of the people on the continent. You got 3,000 different people on the continent, folks.
That's it. That's my point. We got so many on the continent. I feel like Black America can't really possibly key in on all of that. So who are the countries that are actually we can key on? Like, we can really say they're doing that, because it's too hard. How are we going to key on all these languages? And we don't even speak. We can't even barely speak Spanish here.
We can't even speak English. But understand what I'm saying. Understand what I'm saying, though. You're talking about the French-speaking Niger. Nigeria is the Brits. Ivory Coast. You're talking about Niger. Ivory Coast.
Okay. Here's
Senegal.
Let's go there. Okay, because I'm glad you brought this up. We got Nigeria. They speak English. I don't see Nigeria but getting money for the British. When they come down, they're the biggest in all that telemarketing. They're the biggest.
You got to look at BP.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not protecting anybody. I'm going with the facts. The facts show that the Nigerians are here. You know how the Nigerians, they're the richest of blacks in America.
Right.
They got the highest education.
Right.
So how do we explain that to Black America, who would be told by one of these Nigerians that you're lazy? Somebody, I don't know all y'all. So you tell me how that works.
That's true. It's true.
That works. I experienced it.
In comparison to what they've gone through, in comparison to what they've gone through and what they're doing, We're most of us look lazy to them because that's what they're even taught about us over there before they come here. Right. And ain't everybody coming here from Al Kabilan that's poor. All the ones coming here are already wealthy.
Already wealthy.
And so they already have attitudes about us. They already have been trained.
Okay.
The Brits and the French, I'm telling you, you got to understand what the Brits and the French have done in the continent and how they have destroyed all these cultures. You see?
If they did, let's go with this because I'm going with this because I want to make sure everybody understands that, yeah, I understand that they, the British, because remember now, the king got cancer now, which, oh, well, he wanted to come back as a virus. Here's his chance. He dies, he can become a virus. Let's see how that works. But here it is that they now, and I understand what you're saying because you've been over there, and I read about some of the stuff that y'all come back and all this scholar, and I say to myself, man, it's like if they are, like Africa is that connected to them, shouldn't we be looking at the agreements that they made so we won't be like jumping to conclusions that maybe their own people made these agreements and they don't care about what America thinks because they're part of that as well, because of course Africa was strategically rich in all this. They couldn't leave the white people couldn't even leave the Mediterranean without paying tribute to Africa. So somewhere down the line we got to say, well, how's that happen? And what are these? So is it really a switch or just a switch and bait? I'm thinking, because somehow we thinking, because how could the Sultan of Saudi Arabia, he might be light skinned, but look at the people around him, y'all. They're dark as black as hell. And so
The true Arab is heavily melanated.
Right. So how do we look at that now? Because again, you just said that Africa's with this. And I understand that we've been talk about a lot of Pan-Africanism. You said Horowitz. You hit it. You hit it on the nose. Made me see it because me and you on the same page of that. I'm saying, okay, if Horowitz got to the elite of the black Boule establishment and they told him, you keep them in this direction. You give them the compass to this direction
that
only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Herzevich. He talked to, Herzevich, when I played the tape last week, Maxine Waters, all the great. Look up all who I want y'all as a black people, or whatever you want to say today, that you may have in your thoughts.
We're the first people, bro. We are the first people. We ain't no black people bleached out and failed. Stop it.
We have to stop with this language and start speaking correctly. Hold on. I understand, but you've been. I heard that. Hold on. I want you to understand something. You talking to somebody who heard it from Dr. Tariq Bey, all y'all who was in the Bays. We heard y'all say we the first people. I know everybody, Ashwa Kwesi, I can go down the line who I've been to seminars that said we are the first people. So stop right there. I said that if you are that, then it ain't exhibiting as the first people. That is not what we exhibit. First means first class.
No, we're not.
First class. That's why it's called A. The number A means first class. So let's get it straight there. When y'all talking, understand that we are definitely on the same page. And so let's go where. If we are this first class, whatever you want to call it, because there's so many linguistics to this.
I
heard it from the Hebrews say A, you say L. It's all like a Latin story. I can look at Latin dictionary.
It's Moorish Latin. It's Moorish. Not
Latin. Now, I'm glad you went. I even took you to that direction. That's why I wanted to go. Because here we got a group of people who are in court of law speaking Moorish Latin for law. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Is that not correct?
Yeah. Yes, correct. Okay. Yes.
So that is isn't that maritime law?
Exactly.
So the Moors are still over.
Who were the first mariners?
Hold on. Because I want to make sure. The Moors are maritime law, which are black people.
Melanated.
The Berbers,
not black.
The Berbers. Oh, okay. Melanated people. The Berbers are African or El Kabilan descent, correct? El Kabilan. The Moors. El Kabilan descent. Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Whatever was here, but let's go along with the premise. We can't keep debating on what's here because you know what's here. But the people out here listening, We want you to understand that if you're going to continue not analyzing the history, you'll never have intelligent debate. See, debate is intelligent saying, okay, let's look at what you just said.
Right.
And now we can analyze, okay, you so we El Kabbalah is to steal that area. These Moors, you said you went to Tanzania, you went to Moorish land, and all that, and Zanzibar. Zanzibar is a slave holding
port. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are slave holding ports still to this day. Now, they never stopped. It's still going on. See, our mind's so brainwashed that we think slavery stopped. Slavery ain't never stopped.
Slavery
ain't
never stopped.
It's perpetual.
And now it's
it
the children and the women.
Never
stop. Women
never
and children.
Stopped.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It will never stop. How can something that...
No.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I like, you know, to have you on is a pleasure, because it's like that. It's like you are of an age group that's seen some things that I like to know. How do you feel about the what's happening? If because I think America is Egypt again. I mean, to me, that could be mean Egypt again to your remembrance. We might remember America as the true Kemet or the true El Kabbalah. If this is the case, because
Kemet was here.
Yeah, because you got the Mississippi, that's our now. You got and you got the
everything.
Amazon River. The Amazon River. Now let's be honest.
Yep, that's the Washita.
The Amazon River. That's, I'm gonna say something out here. Those of you who really know the compass, and I ain't that great. I don't got no shit. But just for hearing from the great ones, if I turn that thing around, it's the Tropic of Capricorn. So they saying that anything on that line was probably a portal travel port, because that's the one thing that everybody know, that that's the easiest route to get to anything in this so-called plane. So if this is the case, I read, and those of you can prove this, the Amazon and all that and past the equator, they wouldn't even get, say a nuclear war was to happen in our hemisphere, the wind routes wouldn't even let the shit come in their route because the way the wind blows.
Mm-hmm.
The radiation wouldn't even hit certain parts of that tropical cancer and cancer and Capricorn. That's in the sea. That's Admiralty Law, what I'm giving y'all. Go look up those two geographical locations, and you will see.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, we got tribes that the Amelie, they down. They not even in our area of North America. They're in the middle part. So how come that group there wouldn't be the ones that we should be concentrating on more so? Because we got these heads, you got these colossal heads, the Mexicans saying they them as well. I'm going to give everybody who tell their own story up some, because we don't really know, because all archaeology is a serious thing, y'all. If the Mexicans can show people their own people, because they melanated just like we are, big noses. So why are we debating about it? So why does Black America... This is the question they always ask. Why does Black America want to take everybody's culture? Like, why can't we just settle where we at? Like, why we want to be everywhere? Like, Black America
because,
is the only group that want to be
we
everywhere.
We have been MK Ultra for 80 years. That's why. And you got to understand the depth of this.
Go ahead, tell them.
80 years of this, bro. Ooh. Come on, man. This is repetition, repetition, repetition. And if you don't get it, the public fool system will get it to you. You know what I'm saying? The whole public food system that Rockefeller and Ford and all them brought here in the 1920s and set up for us to go through grade 1 to 6 and 7th to 9th and 9th to 12th. By that time, you are a complete wacko in your head.
Now, I love how what you just said, man. But to me, just so deep. Now, you just said something that everybody may not know. I thought you knew. But the depression school system. Pressure. German, that's the school system that America is actually permeated under, that they brought in here.
It's called Schule.
Right, so,
it's the Yiddish Schule. It comes from the temples over there in Germany.
Yeah, exactly.
It comes from the Yiddish temples in Leipzig, Germany. That's where they brought the public school system set up over here.
That's right. Man. But me and you... I wish we would have got together where we could put some power on some people. But man, it's like okay, that era, and to now, we got to look at, like you said, how they stupefied. Okay, now food, let's go there.
Food,
Black. We didn't pay attention, and I blame myself, all of us. When Willie Nelson was asking for farm aid.
Yep.
Immediately, black people thought crackers. No good ass
yep.
crackers, no good ass. So
yep.
that's why I
Come on, tell it.
So, but underneath it all, you didn't think about the black farmer. The black farmer was very instrumental in getting the needed help at that time. I must admit, I didn't know till later on in life. I said, damn, that's how they lost so much, because they made us hate. They didn't show you that we have farms still. See, because everybody think we don't have farms, but we do got farms. They're all over the place. But the
right, and 9 million acres have been stolen from us, and most of it was farmland.
Right. Now, me and you got this. I got it with you. You the one setting it up. That's why I said we got to give homage. Now, the farming, which you advocate, I'm going to be honest with you. It's so frightening because right now the food market here is being controlled by a lot of Spanish families who got
mm-hmm.
beautiful farmland down here in Florida. I mean, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to northern Florida, even where you get to the white German people, because people
mm-hmm.
don't know, I'm going to tell the truth, the facts, like you say, the German people are the biggest white group in America. That's just the
That's
fact.
That's right.
And so I don't
and
know
farmers.
All they. I don't know all their ideology, the Amish and the Quakers, and up in
yep.
New York State, you got the all kind of that. Now, my thing is this. They are enemies to the Vatican. And me and you, and y'all brought this up a long time. The Vatican
mm-hmm.
Vatican is a part of everything
yep.
to reach his name, just name.
Everything.
Now, let me ask you, because they hold the Holy See. You
mm-hmm.
think that's just a corporation name, or do you think that that they are front, because it seems like they still behold to the Amity Law? They call themselves the Holy See, and
that's right.
I know they wear the yarmulke, which is not Judeo.
That's right.
That's Judeo. And
the Pope went to the continent and kissed the feet and washed the feet of many of the leaders of the continent.
That's right. Go ahead, short half. Talk to him about that.
Yeah.
How's that? That looks like
now,
a little bit like
Pope, if the Pope from the Vatican. Now you got to understand first of all that the present Pope of the Vatican is a Jesuit. He you only see him in the yarmulke. Why is that? Because that's the order of Jesus or Yeshua. That's
right.
The order that now the Vatican is run both by the white Pope, which is the Nazi one from Argentina, that's Francis.
Right.
And then you got the black Pope downstairs over all the archives and the library and the gold and so forth. Then you got the gray Pope who's out here recruiting, and it's all Jesuits. And as we know, Jesuits have been the number one entity out here in the world, killing off leaders, for example.
Okay, now, let's go there. We're about a minute. Let's go to America.
You had an excellent show about that not too long ago.
Let's go with that, because you mentioned, and I know, like, for instance, you being in California, like, that Pacific realm, you see how they cleaned up, California for Xi came over. China
and
San Francisco.
Yep.
Now the 49ers. Now I thought about that during the Super Bowl when my man said earlier, and get ready, y'all. I'm about to bring in the dry bone. We're gonna ask brother some questions, give y'all a chance to ask brother, because he over there, and he hey, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful area of farming. I appreciate him even showing me. So I know, I'm like, wow, man, you're doing a good thing over there. So keep it up. Question about that is, we're hearing a lot about the immigration thing, because again, I remember hearing Vicente Fox of Mexico, the president back then, said that, told El Sharpton, who somehow got everybody to believe he's a politician representation for us, but anything. But he told them to his face, and think Jesse Jackson might have been Jesse Jackson. I take that back. It was Jesse Jackson. That was right. Jesse
mm-hmm.
Jackson, you know, running for
Jesse.
President.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Vicente Fox said, my people, now he told them back then with Jesse Young looking, he was hitting them. He said, yo, people, we do the job, yo, people won't do no more. I said, well, damn. It went by my head because I was already not doing that job. When I came to Florida, they got a nursery job. This is a fact. I was taking up palm trees because I just did not have no other that. It was farming here. And let me tell you, that's some hard-ass work, and I was able to do it. Had a good, everybody know me. I met a lot of, but you know what? Back in the day, that's why I know what Dr. Clyde Anderson met. Back in the day, it was black and white. The Bahamians were second.
Yep.
The Haitians were third. I said, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pay no attention. You know, I'm happy with they black people. I'm getting it in. I worked there a few years. I ain't going to tell you where, but it's right down here in the dirty, dirty South. Yeah, y'all know what I say. Those who Florida know when I say dirty, dirty South, they know what area I'm talking about.
Yep.
And I noticed over time, it didn't take but 3 years, because that was after that, I was ready, because that was Home Depot started coming in. Home Depot came, and those who knew how to work shit got good Home Depot job back when Home Depot really loved you. And I remember it started changing.
Mm-hmm.
Blacks was getting other jobs, and the Bahamian and the Haitian, but the Haitian took over, and then the Cuban came in, and later on, the Cuban took over all farming.
Oh,
everybody said the Cuban, but there's a whole bunch of groups here. The Nicaraguans, they know farming. Colombians, the Colombians know farming. Don't fool yourself. These are hills. If you ever been to their country, they're full of mountains. They are beautiful. So y'all been on cruises. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You ain't doing no farming no more. Black folks,
they are coming here to replace us because we don't even support our own farmers.
Bourgeoisie.
We should be having direct contact with our own farmers and getting their food from them and transporting it and selling it everywhere to our own people instead of fooling around, running to the stupid market, which is nothing for you in there, no food. You know, all the produce is GMO'd or Bill Gates or somebody else and got a hold of it and started spraying.
Hold on, I want to make sure because I'm going to get fair play. Grocery stores, those of you, I want to believe no grocery store but the ones I'm around. And if you got, but your grocery stores do offer good food, organics, areas. Do not shop. Okay. I'm going to give y'all a clue. Do never shop in the middle. Go in the circumference of the back area. To the back area, to the side, back side. Those are where mostly of your food is going to be. That's the produce, all that.
Yep.
You want to buy bad food. That's your fault. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. We got to give people some clarity here. Shop only based off your economic mindset. That's how you've been shopping. You don't shop on healthy means no more. We used to. The difference is, say, for instance, if I know somebody is growing some shit and they're growing good, you should support that area if you understand what I'm talking about, for those who are able to do this in areas. If you don't, there are places that have farming. Farming is not dead, and that's the good part. Even though
Farmers markets everywhere. Markets are everywhere. You can talk to all the farmers, you can get your own slate of food from them. You don't have to.
You don't have to
go to no stupid market.
But here's the problem, brother Tariq. We have got to where we dealing with two societies, maybe three or four. The people who don't travel, ain't got no cars, can't go nowhere can't do nothing. So you got the other group who got cars, but they so brainwashed they don't go into nothing else but the easy, convenient shit. The easiest, convenient food, you better be careful of, y'all. If y'all eating out of these food places, you cannot blame nobody. I'm telling you, you won't be able to blame nobody because you made those choices. I'm going to tell you something about the Arab people. The Arab people, they don't fry their food. They put this on this hot crucible fire. Their food is less, is more. I hate to say this to y'all, but they do eat. You see, they got their own grocery store. They don't eat you what you eat. The Arabs got their own stores.
That's right.
They don't go to your stores that you got, because you ain't got no grocery stores that we could say is nationally owned. But they got
only
their own.
Only local markets. Only local stores. They serve you all the junk.
Right. No, I got Arabs that got up in New York. They got their own supermarkets. They go straight. And here's what I'm telling y'all. Over here, it ain't like that because my demographic is you got a Latin flavor. They got their own supermarkets too. Don't fool you. Sedano's, they got their own They took all of the Winn-Dixies is now Frisco Moss, means more. I mean, they have taken. See, this, yep. I'm trying to give y'all some past, present, future talk with my brother here. Now, brother, I want the dry bones to get in with you because, you know, you're hot. I want y'all, brother, if y'all want to know anything about what Brother Tariq was doing as far as farming, let him tell you. He got a book about survival. Not a book, but he got some information about survival because he follows it. He got YouTube. He's out there. Law. He know about it. I do say this.
And we got the solution on there. We got the solution there, brother. That's what we got to put. I want to get that in before we leave today because
well, you ain't gonna
the
leave
solution,
that,
we have the remedy. We have the remedy if we use it. And I've been using it and showing it and proving it for the last 20 years that these public servants serve us at our pleasure. If we don't do it and treat them and make sure we hold them accountable, how do you hold them accountable? Administrative process. You send them notices. You send them notices, and you then do it via the notary. You don't send it. You have the notary send it. Once
well,
the notary sends it,
it is.
Look, I'm trying to tell you, by the time you get through with this process, it only takes 30 days, and you get in 30 days, you got them in complete and utter non-response, non-performance, nihil desit, which means you didn't answer, you didn't say anything. And when they don't say anything, now you got them by the balls.
Now, hold on. I'm going to say this. So I'm going to stop it and let y'all do the talking now. But I'll play another clip for y'all. It's going to be unbelievable. But question is, I've heard it. It has validity. The strength of it still is a debate in my mind. I ain't say it's in your mind, but my mind, it's a debate because I heard I heard so many of the Bay brothers that brought this to my attention. Yeah, they'll follow some stuff, but then they'll play dumb in certain courts. I can't speak for your court. I can't speak for nobody's court that you're going to be dealing back and forth with. But I will say this. There is remedies. That's what the whole thing of reparation. Reparation just means remedy. So the remedy is out there. I don't know if they want us to be on it on one accord, Brother Tariq, because it seemed like, okay, back in the day when everybody was doing this, when the Moors had, like, for instance, right now people are still squatting houses. I didn't know you could do that until I went to a Moorish meeting and found out that somebody let a abandoned house go. You get it. You take care of it. Believe it or not, it will be yours. Now, here where it gets deep.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
I don't know if you got the people around you who don't know you did it or you talk too much. See, sometimes people tell too much. If you do some of that type of operation, the neighborhood probably don't need to know. And when it's done real suspicious, somehow the Masonic court system, let's get real here. If you're going to go to court and battle with them, they'll let you win some things that I see. When you get down to like
you lose
Rico.
If you go to court to battle. If you go to court to battle, you're going to lose.
Right,
but we
right.
don't
now,
do
hold
that.
On. That, no, hold on, but that you might not do it. That's why maybe a new system. That's why I'm trying. But the you gotta realize what you're saying right now. You know how many bays? I mean, I had Grand Sheiks come to Florida. The Masons brought up because they're the shrine. They're the shrine. When you hear about a bay, that's a Shriner's. That's a Shriner's degree. That's the Muslim degree. So I'm just want y'all to know. Don't get dumb on when we say stuff here. When we say. Yeah, because the people want you to believe that these ain't Masonic people working. If you go to court with a fez on,
bring seven people with you if you do.
Yeah, right.
Seven people with you, guess what? They'll back down.
You can bring somebody with you as long as you got a witness. They'll say, because it happened to a few of us that did. Now, I say there's some validity to some of this. But what I noticed Brother Tariq, I came out of a teacher who had Rico stature. He said the same thing y'all said.
Right.
He was the grand master. He was able to go to court. He was Allah. He told us all the symbols, just like Malachi York and them. Malachi York was saying the same thing. when all y'all was going to Atlanta, you see the FBI came with RICO, and they demolished the whole thing just like they did in Florida. Now, here's why I'm getting
yes, sir.
Now, we got to talk about this because if this is real, but let us wait. I'm going to bring some more callers in. You the first caller. When I say, hold on, let me get the first caller when I get back in. 1-1-0-6-9. You are first, and we're going to start this thing off. 2 minutes. Give us 2 minutes. We'll be right back. It's like that's transitional. It's still living today. The words live today.
Come on.
To this day. Yeah.
My little brother toured with him as his first job as a musician.
Oh man. That's got to be good there.
Tim.
Is he still with us? Your brother still with us? I love it.
Oh yeah, he's top of the line. He's one of the great percussionists out there.
Oh man.
Kevin Ricard.
Man.
Yep.
Oh man. We're going to talk. Then we could do something, have some fun. Yeah, we're going to talk. All right.
Yep.
Now, all y'all in lines, we back. This is the way we're going to celebrate our history. We tell it all. We don't play with our history. Our history is nothing to be played with. It got tragedy. It got all of the science of the Greeks. And all your tragedies, all that you heard, the epiphanies, is history. Now, let's go. 1069. Question for Brother Tariq, or you want to make a comment, go right ahead.
Hey, good greetings, and Brother Tariq, I appreciate you sharing your knowledge and insight and on your travels. I really didn't have any questions for you on that because you pretty much just, you know, I just listened and enjoyed you sharing that information.
As I
enjoy you every week, sir.
Yes, brother.
Yes, I enjoy your stuff every week. You come with
me.
I'm
with so loving it. Everybody know each other. Ain't that beautiful? It's like a family affair. What's up, man? Go ahead, brother. Can't even get no better than this. Go ahead.
You know, this is the first time I heard that he had traveled like this. You know, he like detailed and stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, just a question for you on that. Let me not say what I heard in Ethiopia, but. Have you, in any of the places you've been, have they showed you anywhere as a part of their history, their slave trade, anything dealing with Americans? Have you seen anything for yourself?
Well, no. In the five countries I toured studying traditional healing,
I never ran into any of these stories. We ran into internal warfare, but not the so-called slave trade. And you have to understand that most of the vessels of that time were not any longer than 50, 60 feet and two stories tall. Now, where are you going to put where are you going to keep the food, the water, and the places for the people who run the vessel? Where are you going to keep them if you got people on the bottom chained up? How does that work? You know, traveling 60 days over the ocean at the bottom of a vessel, and how is that a business? How is that a profitable business? What are we talking about? See, we don't have we don't have the clarity of what was exactly going on back then. They didn't have no big ships until 1850. Come on, y'all. They only had sailboats. Sailboats took 60 days to cross the ocean. You can't be in no slave business doing like that. That don't make sense. How you make money doing that when you most of them be dead?
Brother Caddy, from him asking what you the questions you was asking on that, what's your thoughts on that? Because should we all focus? Because you bring some great points about the founding of this country. It is interesting. It's not really told to us properly. What's your thoughts on what you said, to give you a chance to elaborate?
Well, what the brother said, it's just for me just to listen to what he shared over there, because, I haven't been to those places, so I don't know, you know, so with him being there on the ground.
But what about Ethiopia? Are they saying, the Ethiopians saying that we were?
They don't know nothing about it.
They don't know nothing about it. Oh, that's even crazy.
I mean, there's nothing.
It makes sense. It do, because that's why they be looking at us crazy when we be saying stuff to them.
Okay, go ahead. That's deep. Go ahead. That's deep. Now, see, I'm glad y'all thinking about that. How do they look when you tell them? Do they look as happy about it, or they look like, who is the fuck is they saying? Who is this? That's a good question. I'm glad y'all said that, Jay. Do that for us all, y'all. Just listening. All y'all listening out there tonight, this evening, wherever you at, why don't you just try a little test? Don't be the belligerent. Just ask us, hey, you know, did you ever hear that we were the tribe of this, or did you ever hear that, you know, we were the chosen people over here? If they look at you, just look into their eyes. If they look like that, glad that you said it to them, you would feel it. You would feel it. It'd be like, you could tell if you see like this motherfucker crazy, you'll be able to tell that too. So that is something that I think that we should do psychologically, that has no violence behind it, just to see how people will react to what we talk about. And but go ahead, Brother Caddy, give us you've been there over to the Ethiopian side, that's damn sure. And they're a very prominent biblical. The Bob Marley movie did not show Haile Selassie in the movie, I heard, because I'm about to see that soon. But I heard he didn't have. So what's your take on how these figures of Ethiopia become so powerful, because they were never defeated by Western powers? That is definitely something we should be like looking at. Why?
I'm like, and it's called Abyssinia. It's not called Ethiopia. It's called Abyssinia.
Got that. But see, I'm mad because Clay Dadon Powell named his church Abyssinia, and he let Planned Parenthood, Margaret Singer, the greatest racist in the history of the word racism, develop in that. I think maybe Abyssinia could be a Masonic word. I don't think it was even that. It sounds secretive. Why would he have a church in Harlem called Abyssinia, which y'all say is the real name, and he will let Planned Parenthood give its first speech? That is very scary. But go ahead about Ethiopia. Go ahead.
They do that all the time.
No, but go ahead. I'm a Brother Caddy asking. I want some other people to ask you some questions. And I want to, I know Brother Caddy got some more to say on that Washington thing. Because we're going to do something with that. That is interesting. We should go to D.C., man. And let's make it happen. Let's go to D.C. Don't worry. I got my own way. Let's do that, because I want to see that. About this George stuff. Well, go ahead, Brother Kenny.
Oh, Another thing I was going to add, a lot of times when they, this Marcus Garvey and the Rastafari movement, they kept saying that Marcus Garvey come out and looked to a king in the East, but there was already two kings before Haile Selassie was sitting there in this modern day and time. And the fact that King Tedros, who this is the one I say that's my second great-grandfather. Yes, Tedros. So, even he bought Ethiopia, the land, it was all dispersed. He had to go conquer warlords, and he conquered and conquered, knocked the kings down, took wives, had children by different regions, different tribes, and then he became king of kings.
Yeah,
he was over all of that, but he patched that up. So, but when people told him about Marcus Garvey was said, and they went to Haile Selassie, but they didn't realize if they would have went back and studied Tedros, everything Haile Selassie took as a title,
Tedros, he
did it himself. He's the one who actually did it.
And don't forget Menelik.
And Menelik. Matter of fact, Menelik and Johannes, they was raised in the palace with Tedros, as he put down their father.
Come on.
So, and we was Abyssinia because the rest of the continent was being colonized at this point. And that's the reason why it only became Ethiopia after Haile Selassie came in and changed it.
Right. Now hold on.
Really?
But it was also called Exum.
Yes, Axum.
So, yeah. I mean, and that was when it was called Axum. Everybody, go look this up. Everybody, AXUM. They was the popes. They was.
Oh.
Y'all was the ones that got the council that had. See, one thing I know, the facts gonna come out.
Can I say one more thing?
Hold on, King Azana, Exana, was the grand pope of. Because remember, y'all all say back in the day, the great cat was, that's Catholic. The great cat is a Sphinx, and so the Catholic religion actually is out of Exum. It's out of Exum. Go look it up.
It's out of Exum. Yes,
right.
Yeah, it's not
Axum. Hey, Jabo, there's something else I wanted to add. Axum, they had a museum, and they had the writings of Mekeda, who was Queen Sheba.
Yeah.
And in the news not too long ago in America, they found the writings. And I remember we were talking to Chief Warhorse. She was familiar with what I was talking about, but I couldn't take no photos of it. It had cuneiform. That was the language, and they found that over here in America. Also, so that lets you know that America had some type of kingdom at the same time Axum was going on.
Now, Atlantis. Now, hold on. Let's go with Santorini. It's called Santorini. I think Dr. What's the one from the Congo? He did the – oh, my God. He's a great – he was unbelievable. It's amazing that he did that because what I noticed that he was actually one of the first that – challenge that Africa stuff with the pyramid, the DNA. They had to admit the DNA was black. Dr. Diop, Sheikh Diop.
It's all over here.
Dr. Sheikh Diop. But then when we get deeper to the Atlantis part, they admitted that the Atlantis part had to be changed because now we got to explain the Jaguar cult. The pyramids all through that area.
Come
the pyramids all the way up the whole damn thing. Now, this
That's
is already right. known. Now, I learned this too long ago. And even today, I want y'all to know something. Dr. Ray Hagen, I seen him on...
Dr. Ray Hagen. Yes, sir.
I met Ray Hagen. Y'all know in Lackland, Florida, Lake before Lake Wells. He came down to Earth. He also was in the craft. He also said that St. Louis, you cannot be a preacher unless you're in the craft. That's a fact. That's what he told me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was just on the Rockney show, the Rock show. Brother, just on good God saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said, hold on. And I listen. And what he said was he was ran out of St. Louis.
Ran out of St. Louis. That's right.
I said, damn.
And he in Atlanta. Now I said, wow, he in Atlanta. I said, man, this is so crazy going on. Now his views is so much with me, because him and those of you don't know this, him and Ashraf Kwesi could have had changed the game, but they both started arguing over bullshit that they couldn't. I don't get it. I was. Anybody know me? No, we were all in on that shit.
Ashraf Kwesi is the egomaniac. That's why.
I got family members who went on that. Yeah, they actually said, yeah, it's a little weird. He think he got rights over the shit when you go with him. He don't. And so that's sad. It's very is. But that was the time. That's when I got suspicious, Brother Tariq. Because I've been around a long time. I mean, I was like, damn, it's got to be deeper than what we think. I'm a Libra. I'm like, this can't be real, what they're telling me. Now, I noticed that he told the truth. But Brother Ray Hagan told the truth. Brother Ray Hagan, we were
told
in Lake Wales. If you remember that meeting with the Temple of Ptah, you met with the Temple of Ptah. That brother was, he told, and boom, I said, man, I felt the spirit. I was really hurt that St. Louis, the Grand Orient Lodge, that's why it's called McDonald's. So I'm going off now. McDonald's with the golden arches of that. And when you go, that's why Tesla went there first. The first World Fair was in that area because they had the mound cities. They had all the energy they needed. And y'all
they
act
had
like they don't.
That's right.
This one hurts me. Now, I'm not that bright, and I can find this shit out. Come on, y'all. Y'all about to be.
Hey, Jabba, there's one more thing I want to throw out about this. All them pyramids in South America, Central America, Hopi, those are Horus children. So many people here in America, the black people here in America, many of y'all are direct descendants from Horus,
yep.
Osiris, the blood,
right.
Like
all of that.
Flesh.
Right, because
flesh,
it was here,
like,
first. It was here. It was here,
now,
not over there.
Okay. Hold on. See, that's why I said I love y'all. Now, we got to give the people what they need to hear. Make it simple. I don't even try to play it. It's so easy. See, Brother Caddy told you that George Washington laid, and sister, you've been saying, see, that's why I know you know, because you was in the temple. The erection, he laid the first penis in the 13 colonies because he was chopped up to how many pieces? Are y'all ready for the dry bones? We about to do it. Let's get ready. I told you the African people have told you so much and you paid no attention. Or El Kabbalah. I can go all day because there's so many names, but just, you know, deal with me on the lowest level right now, the mundane level. Y'all know it as Africa. Africans.
I know.
And so if I go too far out, then, you know, boom, boom, boom. But you got to read to get to where we talking. That's why I love these fellas. I love these people. I love all y'all who are on this line because it take a lot of research. People will ridicule you just what you want to believe or understand, whatever you want to understand,
yep.
What you are.
There you go. Come on.
And so they hate you for wanting to figure out what you are in the
whole
scheme of things to confine you. Now, that's why I told people, you might not realize that's on purpose. They said this earth in the ancients of ancients is a prison. I said, a prison?
That's right.
I said, wait a minute. You know, I did not believe it. But see, there is levels to the earth. You ain't going into earth's highest atmosphere that it has because you can't get there. What this group on this place want to escape, this was told to me, they want to escape because they've been on it as a punishment. Now, y'all say, oh, that's some sci-fi shit. Oh, y'all about to go into it.
Let me just add this right quick.
Go ahead.
You know, first of all, Admiral Byrd told us he had an experience at the North Pole and he had an experience at the so-called South Pole. And he told us and showed us that there's an inner earth, that you got all those pyramids and so forth down in under Antarctica, and you got the rhesus map that shows that Antarctica was tropical. So how is it covered with ice? Well, that's the way that they protect themselves from us. They put the ice there, make sure it stays there. See, we don't even have the capacity to understand or overstand
what these off-world people have and these inner world people have done. We're out here as some younglings on the planet, some children on the planet destroying the planet. That's what's going on, and they've been telling us this.
Now let me ask you, because again, America, as we know it, under the occult. We're not talking about. I told you, if you think history is without the occult, then you should go to another program. The occult world is very much in history. It's impossible to escape the both. It's impossible. Let me get some more calls before we get a call. I want to get you. I got 266266. 6266. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go.
Yes, how y'all doing today? What a great show, Brother Dry Bones and Brother Tariq. Appreciate the information and the knowledge you're sharing with our generation, because I'm a millennial, so I'm glad that this information is getting put out here. I was going to comment on some other things because I'm here in Texas. I'll just touch on a little bit, then I have a question for Brother Tariq, and I won't take up too much time. So the shooting that happened at Lakewood Church here, Joel Osteen Church, it happened actually, a couple hours before the Super Bowl, but we knew it was BS because, you know how the media do and spin a narrative. When the shooting happened, what was very questionable was the man, because they trying to say a woman, but there was a man, a trans. See, that's why the media didn't pick it up neither. But anyway, went in the church and was spraying a substance, hollering that he had a bomb, had a five-year-old kid, and pulled out a long weapon. Now, you mean to tell me one person doing all of this at the same time? So when the questions start to happen, you know, from the news media, our police chief, he was very, very, very short on the phone. And then they did a bomb sweep of the church. Well, fast forward, I said, let me go on Twitter. Well, somebody told me it wasn't some undercover officers that apprehended the man who was doing it. It was a civilian.
Yes.
Now, what are they saying now? Well, the media was saying it was the officers, right? But it was, from the video I saw on Twitter, somebody that was actually in the church, that's why we have to verify the information, said it was the civilians who shot at that individual and took him out. Okay, now the next day, 2 days, they changed the narrative and say, oh, this was an anti-Semitic attack because he had on a gun, free Palestine. So there you go. There you go.
Yep. Because this is deep. Yeah, because you're in another state.
In a Christian church. Why ain't going to the synagogue?
A big time Christian church.
I used to go to Lakewood Church. Yeah, wow. I used to go there to the bull crap, you know, after the data died. And the data was real. He was a real prophet. I wouldn't really go there, but nobody called what Joel Osteen said, because this happened during a Spanish-speaking service before it started.
That's it.
That's
who
long
made
long
a comment? I just couldn't imagine this happening at 11 o'clock, sir. Well, that's his money-making service. So basically what Joel Osteen, he said, ooh, I'm relieved. This didn't happen at my money maker slave. I say, boy, these people dirty, but religion is dying.
Hold on, sister, stay with me, because you called for that. Now, I see that. I said, damn. And he said it was a Spanish speaker. So I said, that's weird. I said, he got two services. And he did look like he was so happy it happened when it did happen. And then the transvestite looks Spanish to me.
True.
I seen him.
That's true. Yeah, he did. He do look Spanish or Venezuelan, right?
He looked Spanish to me. Now, I thought that was very weird. I said, again, I looked at it. Oh, y'all believe me. Now, listen, let me ask you now, because your area is on all world alert. What is your take? I mean, is this board, because I noticed somebody sent me something. I'd like to clarify stuff because I can't. I call speculating until I find it's a fact. is a border where Abbott and them is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the only thing they looking at, or is the other parts of the border wide open? Because some people saying they send the people down there and they find out the border still got gaping areas in lots of parts of Texas. Is that area just for TV show, or is it worse than what we think? Because you there. Is it
much
really
worse. Much worse.
There. But she's there. I want to hear from somebody who actually lived there. Go ahead. What you say, sister?
Well, the controversy was Eagle Pass. I guess when they let them come over the border, they go in this city called Eagle Pass, and they would, you know, have them all in this field by this park or whatever. So that's what got the controversy. But they still allowed to come in over somewhere part of a bridge, okay, where they can still come in. Now, from
right.
what I'm gathering, I'm just telling y'all, just being here in Texas, that a lot of those crossings have slowed down because now they got National Guards from other states here. Now, maybe get to the
right.
law, because, you know, I love law and
yeah.
politics,
right? Yeah, get to the law. Get to the
in
law.
March,
give me some law.
In March, doing this, Texas had a special legislative session last year. They tried to pass school choice, couldn't get that through, but that'll be next, maybe in 2025 legislative session. But they worked on the border, did an excellent job. So now, starting March 1, I think March 1st, next month, if anybody come over the border in Texas, they will be told you need to turn around. If they step on Texas soil, because he's using the article out of the Constitution, right, to do this, you will get 6 months in jail, okay? And they're also trying to stop the repeat people who offenders who come across our border. They leave, commit crimes, and go back. If you come back and then you stay 6 months in the jail, they deport you back to your country. You come back the second time, you get 10 years in the penitentiary. But that's all curved the border. But so that's by law that'll help Texas too. And then the reason it need to be done, Brother Jarbones, Brother Tariq, and everybody on the call, is because we have been absorbing all these people. And I'm not
right.
talking about just Hispanic people. Yeah. Man, we got
nope.
Arab
yeah.
people here, Muslim
Chinese
people.
Everybody.
I mean, yep. Chinese, we got Indian people. I mean, we got all kinds of people here. And Texas is also going to go after illegals here that are also in the state of Texas. Why? I work with the Texas Policy Institute. I've been to Austin. Texas is about building Texas economy and for Americans. So it's like when Trump got in. Remember, I don't know if y'all remember, Trump went out for all the people who had expired H1N1 visas, B1 visas, whatever it's called.
Right, them visas,
and
right.
I was telling my sister, well, because she was at Indiana, and they was doing a lot of foreigners. I said, Keela, why are you worried about it? That opened up a job for you. You got a high position because Trump got them out.
Now, I want you to be able to know that what you're saying is, I want you to add that to what you heard earlier with Carl G. Woodson saying, our people thinking is totally not thinking. They on some
now,
type of, they taking the easiest path. I want y'all to remember how this show goes. So you don't just come on now, look up what the whole premise is, and we should be repeating it. Our own people are going to be the ones that will be the most dangerous because they want to, like, sacrifice themselves as a figure of that. Do you understand, by you have given your whole tax base of Social Security that you thought you was gonna get for somebody else? Now I got to do this. I got somebody calls. Stay with me, Brother Tariq.
Thank you, Brother Drop Bombs. I appreciate you all.
I'm glad you. Please keep calling. Please keep calling.
And thank you,
and
sister. Thank you, sister, for your insight
and your
work.
Yeah,
thank you too.
I want to make sure we get all this in perspective now. Now y'all heard this. Now how many shows have we did prior to being on radio? How many bookers did I give people for free? State that they was going to use immigration and the Patriot Act.
Because yeah, you did say that, brother.
Long time ago, we've been saying, for you, I said they got everybody under domestic terrorism. Everybody. When they did that, they put the whole country on domestic terrorism. And I said, well, damn. And here's a guy
if he really liked the Trump, you could tell it's a war going on because they two white boys, German descent. Because Trump's German. I mean, his name is. I even did a show. I'm not biased. That's no fact. It's Dumpf. Dumpf is his last name. They changed it to Trump when they, like all of them do when they get here. But the problem is, y'all don't understand these houses. I gave it to you, the orange house. I mean, you got the new black. See, they try to tell you through symbolism, the new black is orange. You don't get it, do you? Now, you wouldn't believe me because in your mind, I might be, hey. But see, Dr. Claude Anderson got your own. Y'all look up to him. I like him. I met him. Nice guy. He could be your cousin. Kick it. Nice guy. Beautiful person. I mean, he tried to tell you the facts. You're not getting, are you on the reparation line? Right now, I was in reparation. Ray Fauntleroy could attest to this. I was a terror. I had the most. Just like I did when we was in the union here, got the most votes until we realized what you up against.
Okay. The last thing I'm going to say to you now is this last point. Is on the slave trade as a dirty little secret. When you start talking about the slave trade, don't focus all your time and attention just on picking on European whites, okay? You got to know something else. There was more than just one slave trade going on. And yes, we had a slave trade that brought maybe 15 million black people out of Africa into the Western world, into the Caribbean, into Latin America, into Central America, and into North America. That was coming with the Europeans controlling. You had 9 countries that were involved in the slave trade. They had 3 slave trade routes. You had the Atlantic Ocean. Everybody was always talking about the Middle Passage. The Middle Passage wasn't anything compared to the other passages. And the Middle Passage coming across the Atlantic, where everybody liked to focus on. You see that on the wall all the time, the Middle Passage, talking about the European slave trade. That was one. But you had 2 other slave trades. You had also had an Indian Ocean slave trade that was going up out of Africa and going around through India, Pakistan, down into Cambodia, Vietnam, and the islands, New Guinea and place. That's why all those blacks are down in those islands. That's why all these Indians you see in this country that are darker than you all are, most of you in here, and they call themselves white. They came out of the Indian Ocean. That's why you go through all those Pakistani Indians that are dark-skinned, and the Cambodians, the Vietnamese. They had an Indian slave trade going around that way. And the other one was going right up through the central, and that was called the Arab slave trade. But in all these slave trades, the primary producer and procurer for slavery were basically Arabs. You need to know that. I know it might hurt some of your feelings. I'm going to tell you, an Arab, you cannot jump on whites and start talking about reparations from whites in Europe, unless you also start talking about reparations from the Arabs, okay? You got to get them to... And instead, when they start talking about oil wells, you also say, no, those oil wells coming out of Iraq, they need to be coming to black folk in America, okay? Arabs started enslaving black folks starting again. Initially, they started going into Africa in about 765 A.D., but then when Musa made his mission to Mecca in the 12th century, when he's over Ghana and the Songhe Empire, he took his big trade mission into Mecca. At that time, it was throwing gold all along the streets. And the Arabs got very interested in going into Africa to try to find where all this gold was coming from. And they started in the 1200s trying to take over Africa to get hold of all this gold and resources that blacks had in Africa. They didn't do it for over 100-some years. They finally did it in the 1400s with the fall of Timbuktu. They took over Timbuktu, Arabs took it over. So Arabs have been enslaving black folk. They were the initial enslavers of black folk for 1,300 years. They have enslaved over 13 million black folk. And the Arabs are still enslaving black folk in Sudan, Ethiopia, and Mauritania, okay? And they are still selling black folk over there for about $475 a piece. You start talking about reparations, go after them. Go after them, you should be going after them first. Whites couldn't get into Africa. And the Arabs went in and brought blacks to the beaches and to the oceans. Now you start talking about, yes, but we had some black Indian chiefs that were selling blacks. Yes?
Now, his name is L. See, y'all be talking about Mena Musa. This is his family. El Masor, Meta Musa, and all them that y'all be talking about, I got the books right here. It's in January 1589, El Masor, though he is the ambassador of Queen Elizabeth now, they weren't putting up the ships, the Portuguese. Now, this is where I'm going to get deep at, because I told y'all we cannot play no longer with y'all. It's impossible. How are you going to keep playing this? They got all, don't you know we got the Barbary? All I did is went to the Moroccan museum, virtual, called the Earls of Warwick. Look it up.
Look it up. The Barbary Company and the Moroccan Company was a trading company established by Queen Elizabeth I in England in 1585, though the patent granted by Earl of Warwick and Leicester was 40 others. And they wrote the patent, and Elizabeth emphasized the value of regional diverse in the use of defense in England. And look at his name, Al-Mahad El-Mansour. Go look him up, everybody. Now, this is why I told you, it's bad when you don't know. Everybody on this line, before you even go, look up the Black Guard. They were called the Servants of El-Bukhari. That's B-U-K-H-A-R-I. Look up El-Bukhari. Yeah. And you will find out that the whole taxation program, taxation without representation, came from the Black Guard. Go look it up. We're about to get deep. It's about to get deep. I told you, this is the black history that scares you. 3495 into reality. 3495.
Blessings.
Blessings, Ms.
Blessings,
Kim. Yes. Love. Mm-hmm. Always. Appreciate your connection for sure.
Likewise. I went to Senegal. I don't know what's what, but I was there. My guide, no return would be, I guess, the last door that they would go out. Because Senegal is on the west bank.
Mm-hmm.
They also took me to the Dakar Island, where they had slaves for way, the horseshoe.
Hmm.
That's where they explained them. Said that to the people that were sold by the collaborator. Right.
Mm-hmm. Phone call? Yeah, keep going.
Collaborator is the one that set it up for the people to get in there.
Right. Collaborating. I like how you put that, collaborator. Now, you've been so
that's
many
what
places.
Call collaborator.
Collaborators. Wow.
Collaborating on the
go keep talking. We listening. Go ahead.
And the other thing I wanted to say was saying that Ethiopia in Ethiopia is the last thing. I told you his church, his organization is the Apostolic Southern Holy Church of God.
Mm-hmm.
Originally already that the Ethiopian Southern Holy Church of God. Connection that I was familiar with as a very young child, I was familiar with Selassie.
Ms. Kim, did you, when you was doing your career, I know you've been in New York, man, did you ever go to Abyssinia Baptist Church or Clay Davenport? Have you ever met him?
No, I didn't meet him.
But you knew of him. But you knew of him in that era. Yeah. He was pretty prevalent. Very prevalent, very charismatic.
I think he was probably the most relevant. And I'm trying to think of the man's name. Short. One of his peers.
Mm-hmm.
We had Congressman Diggs. Father had some power. Son didn't do anything, but very young during that time, not interested in power. So I need to get back into it.
Right.
They've been playing on the public broadcast station, playing some things, the videos and everything. Been having and gentlemen.
Wow.
When you really look back, when it comes from one trust, I know it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Demon. Deceived, the next demon. Overtaken by that.
And I think I'm agreeing 100. Yeah, because you, me and you are on the same page. And look, you're older than this is Miss Kim Weston, y'all. Motown. We give her flowers while she's still alive. I love that. And she calls our program on the regular. She family here. She's like the matriarch. You heard her say that the black woman. You heard her. I hope you heard it where it says billionaires. Yeah, wanted the black. That, and just think how beautiful you were. I mean, you was sultry black, beautiful. I mean, you took the barrier to where everybody wanted to be looking like Alina Horn, but you came in and you did what you did and was beautiful. I mean, tell us how it felt, because it had to be. We had the black race car in our own family members. If you like, do this. They fight against each other. What's your take on that, being that you was beautifully dark and was able to make
Can I tell you this?
Yes, go ahead, please.
I tell you this. I came from Black Bottom in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently found out that some of the people from Black Wall Street fled Oklahoma. They came to Detroit, and they were in Black Bottom. Black Bottom was a very special and kind. Just wondering, you know, what I got from Black Bottom in Detroit. People look after each other. A Jewish store, but we had our own stores.
Right.
Together.
Right.
You had your own goddamn thing alone.
Right. Yo, put yourself on mute right quick so we can. Brother Tariq, I hope that's you. I can hear somebody. But now, Brother Tariq, you to know that you got different people on this line from different parts of America, you can see that all of us are on the same dynamics. Miss Kim is, a little bit older than you are, but y'all come out of the air to see y'all be able to comprehend this and be able to. It gives us, the younger ones, even listening, hope, because, man, it is like the world, it is controlled by older people, though. It seems that way. What's your thoughts on that, Brother Tariq and Ms. Kim? First, Brother Tariq, it looks like older people is in control, though. The older you are, the more I notice that.
This has been going on for centuries. So
Hold on, Ms. Kim. Hold on, Ms. Kim. I'm let Brother Tariq go first, and then you comment. Go ahead, Brother Tariq, go ahead. And Ms. Kim, you next.
Yeah, it is the elders that are out there doing, running things, because it's been passed down to them. We're the only ones that don't pass it down. You know, we rather join and become the protectors of the king than to do for ourselves. And that's the issue that we really have to deal with, because those boule, as they call themselves, or the talented 10th, or however you want to call it, those who believe that they're over the rest of us and are there to make sure we don't go nowhere, these are the ones we have to get out of our circles, and we have to identify them and let our people know that these people are not your friend, your help at all. They're here to mess you up. And so until we get this clear, until we learn our story, which is the seven liberal arts, folks, understand this. The seven liberal arts is our gift to the world. Why are we not using the trivium, that is rhetoric, logic, and grammar? Why are we not, why are we letting AI run things for us when we should be the one running AI?
But hold on, brother. Oh, my goodness. Ms. Kim, but see, we are the programmers that created AI. So it's like we programming our own, but stay with it. Now, Ms. Kim, to your question, because I'm asking questions. I got some heavyweights on. Ms. Kim, you was around with Bill Cosby. You did one of the first series of Bill Cosby. And you got to see a lot of different aspects of Hollywood and so forth. I mean, do you think Hollywood has been more detrimental or helpful in some ways? What's your thoughts? Because you, I mean, because we would never see y'all character. We would never see y'all on TV. We would never see y'all on TV if we maybe had waited. Would we had our own TV channels? I don't know. What's your thoughts on that?
I feel not against flesh and blood. Doing this job, and we have not been doing ours.
Oh, okay. They ain't doing ours. Now, that's, I agree. Now, I want y'all to realize I got one more caller, Brother Tariq and Brother Sister. I want y'all to listen because I want to play something for y'all as we go. I got you coming in 33198. Now, I want y'all to know something. See, yeah, we always talk about other countries. But don't you know we got the most fertile land? People still farming on here. You don't think they buying up farmland for nothing. They know what they buying. California,
that's
you
right.
You volcanic ass. Yeah, Appalachia. Appalachia. All y'all, Appalachia, y'all growing all the marijuana, we know. Y'all doing, all y'all got land. The land is a lie about us overpopulated. That's a made up. That's made up. It's made up.
Really?
There's no way that the people could outdo the having y'all travel even on the road and went in the middle of your areas. Empty land everywhere.
Everywhere. Yes,
now,
sir.
An airplane that's always going to see is land and ain't no houses there.
Yeah. Land everywhere.
Fly.
Right.
Yeah,
they want
yeah.
Right. They want you to believe there's no land. Now, that's scary. But I want you to know something sad. In the middle of the heartland, y'all, Mississippi, parts of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all ain't going to want to believe this when y'all hear this, but this real factual history here. I'm going to let y'all hear them. They did not stop slavery in America until 1968.
There you go.
You've been lied to. Now, here is the facts. I only want to let you listen to five minutes of this. And you tell me, and you know what area it's called? Glendora, Mississippi. Look up who is over Glendora, Mississippi. He's the same one told to go after. And I want y'all. This is in Glendora, Mississippi, everybody. Right now it could be happening. And would you really know?
Imagine you and your family living in this barn, forced to live like animals and with animals. No heat, no electricity, none of the things we commonly take for granted. This is the case of one family held as slaves up until the 1960s. We found
Remember the movie Antebellum, y'all, that they showed y'all that they didn't know they was in slavery, they was in the real world? Okay. Just remember that.
You go.
In July 2009. This is the true life story of former slave, Mae Louise Miller.
Well, you know, I came from a very poor family, and we was in slavery. We didn't have food, clothes, shoes. We really didn't have much of nothing. And the clothes we had was a caucasite. Each one of us had a caucasite with three holes cut in it, and that was your clothes. Your shirt, pants, and underclothes, or whatever you want to call a dress. We had no shoes. We had to kill what we eat. We didn't have a stove. We really didn't even have a house. We lived, laid on the grass, on the dirt. The hay was our bed, and we covered with the hay was our cover. We laid with snakes. We ate snakes. We ate the crickets. We ate the worms. We ate the birds. We ate the bird eggs. We ate the rabbits. We ate the frogs. We were just kind of like toddlers. Whatever was there come in front of you, that was your meal, if you caught it. And that was a motto. It was more than me, but I don't call names. But if we caught a worm, each one of us took a bite of that worm. If we caught a cricket, although you think a cricket is dope, but we broke it into pieces that each one of us can have a piece of the cricket. If we caught a fish that unwashed on the bank side, whatever, when we bit it, everybody took a bite.
President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. By 1865, the 13th Amendment, abolishing slavery, had become constitutional law in most states. And in 1865, Lincoln became the first U.S. president to be assassinated. During Reconstruction, most Southern states ratified the 13th Amendment. However, they also put in place a series of laws that severely restricted the rights of African Americans called the Black Codes. Mississippi was the first state to institute the Black Codes, and its legislators didn't ratify the 13th Amendment until March 16, 1995. Johnny Thomas is mayor of Glendora, Mississippi. Thomas also grew up in slavery.
Everybody.
Yeah. Now, y'all got to say to yourself, what the hell you been lying about? They didn't ratify it to 19, the Million Man March. We go into the Million Man March, and they just ratified slavery that day. If I say it's ratified now, we got a million of them here. Let's just ratify it. Do y'all understand what this, I mean, are y'all listening to that? You would not hear this on no other.
But it's not.
Hey,
but it's another trick with my brother, because the 13th Amendment is the 14th Amendment, and the 14th Amendment is the 13th Amendment.
Hold on. I asked you a
question. They changed it in 1871.
That woman experienced slavery. I don't know what you experienced. That woman, I've seen the video. I've seen this whole thing.
I've seen it.
So I don't. What you saying right now?
I'm not discounting anything she said.
I'm not
even talking about that.
It ain't just her. A whole area. I just gave you the territory.
Glendora,
Mississippi.
Exactly.
What is wrong with our people? Y'all don't. The damn dude is Benny Thompson, everybody. Benny Thompson. Come on, man. There's something wrong with our people. 3318.
Thank you for the invitation, bro. I think I could, there's a lot I want to speak on, but I think I have a right to speak on the Mississippi situation. See, I'm Mississippian.
You're here.
So
right
if you
here.
Look at that last of that slavery undercover, I guarantee you that sister or those people are the last of the Natchez or Natchez, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the individuals who put up the last of the fight. And so why make them be the ones to be the last of releasing them? Because that undercover, that's Haiti. Because that's the white gold of the cotton that they were fighting against while all that bullshit was going on as they were stealing the land. See, they never punish anybody who actually gives in and surrender. They punish those who fight.
That's why they
kept them in slavery, to breed them out all the way, to get that shit out of their DNA to fight against the colonists. Let's not get it twisted now. I'm just trying to be real with it. This is in my spirit
Who's the black people? Now, who's the black people that's in charge? Now, everybody in that video, did you see it's called?
You saying something right there.
It's called Cotton Picking Truth. Go look it up, everybody. Cotton Picking Truth. These are black people upholding the system. Every one of them. So I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. They could be Natchez.
They couldn't run it without us.
I don't know.
Let me take my 2 minutes.
You know I'm loving this. You know I'm loving this. You say some good stuff.
And that's why it hurts my heart when I hear some of these things, because we didn't write it down on paper. We were usually passing it down. And that's what I'm going to start doing right now. Let me put it in my G-clef voice instead of my C-clef, because I don't want to be all intense about it as we talk this shit. I'm keeping it real for a reason, man. Because we've been fooled and tricked by like those who have surrendered. They surrendered. Yeah. And like my man just said, they allowed the king to stay in position. Let's go with the women that the people really don't want to talk about. They're so protected from the progressive protecting their womb, they lost their mind.
Did you see Fannie Willis?
Let me finish. They're so protective of protecting their wounds that they learned from the progressives that they don't lost their mind. I hope you catch that. Because as they give up their wounds, not or protecting their wounds, now the man wants to buy their wounds.
Yep.
Carry get wives and all this and carry babies for their completion of their race. We've been fooled, man. Let's go back to my sister Fanny. You know why Fanny had an opportunity to go into that courthouse and act that way? She DA, right?
She DA.
Because all lawyers are considered to be free man, free woman. But if she is a part of the bar, she doesn't have the right to free nobody else but herself. Right. That's why she walked in there.
Well,
so all esquires who are under, let me get it out, all esquires who are under the bar can only speak for self. They cannot speak for groups.
That's right.
Didn't they knock out Johnny?
So that's sovereign.
That's the British.
That's sovereign.
Didn't they knock out Johnny Carson?
But is that not sovereign? Sovereignty.
Because they understand the language and it's not so much
okay,
of the bar.
Now you brought it to that level. You brought no. Keep talking. No, we're gonna talk.
You want to talk about squatters, right? You said they use squatters, right?
Yeah, right.
No, it wasn't squatters. You know what that was? The only reason they were able to add is the old language is called.
Homestead. That's
homestead.
Homestead tax.
So when they go into Oklahoma, they said, forget about going in there sitting on the land. We're going to take the land because we know there's oil on the land because Rockefeller and all of them got to get down there, get the land. We're going to use Homestead Act because remember, that's where the Trail of Tears went.
Yep.
The rodeo.
Tell it.
So he's a
tell
rodeo.
Tell the story, brother.
Let's go to this last one. And this is for my Moorish brother. This is for my Moorish brother. Because my Moorish brother, what you need to understand is you joined the king because y'all patriotic. Y'all killed the matriarch. So where are you going? Where's y'all's army?
Okay, so define that.
How come the Moors ain't got an army?
Hold on. Let's define that.
The Moors don't have an army?
Right. Well, I don't know. Who said it? The ones that claim it in America?
Let me say it again.
Yeah.
Patriarchs got armies.
Yeah.
They're coming in to steal the booty. They're coming in to attack my people who are matriotic descent.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. If the Moors are who they are, how come they never had an army? I'm not talking about Morocco.
No.
Last one. This is new discovery. Only 24% of the ocean water has been mapped out. They just discovered three mountains, Central America, South America, as tall as Mount Everest under the ocean.
Who discovered that? Who discovered that?
Oceanic.
So,
brother. Yeah. This is what I'm trying to get at. Everybody act like they had an opportunity to keep all this wood moving around, taking this, taking that. When they come upon new shit, they're just grave robbers, man. They just take over people's shit, steal what their ideals are.
But these people. Now, I'm glad you brought this because y'all say this thing, but okay.
I ain't talking about white folks.
I'm talking about even us.
Remember you said Arabs and Indian trade?
Yeah, but the Arabs enslaved. I was say
they came through the.
I don't even want to take white people into it because ain't no white people on the high seas.
Ain't none.
So here's the problem I have with this because I know we like to glamorize shit, but okay, say the first. I mean that
ain't
right
none.
Now.
It's us. I'm talking about his ass. That's what I'm trying to get at. So when he told you the Indian Ocean, he said the Indian trade, that's us doing all that. When
I
say trade, I'm talking about the Africans.
Okay, because I want y'all to make sure, because I mean, we all say the same thing, but let's make some. Okay, yeah. we could say the Nagas, because even when I put the miseducation, I can say the miseducation, I said niggas for the virility of it, but I can say the miseducation on the Nagas, because if this Naga concept go in, then everybody say we the Nagas, but when you look at them, I'm not saying they don't have the phenotype. People think that all Africans got big noses. They do not. They all some got small noses. So it's a phenotype.
Yes.
So my point is, we got to come off of that color game because it's already proven. It's already proven. What's our cultural? Because the Africans here can say they come here, but earlier people, the records show, in America, you had y'all don't name how many tribes. I mean. The early pictures show you, even in the movies, they brown to black. I mean, some dark black.
I got you.
With the Fijian cap on. They got the Fijian cap on them. Now, I studied so much more stuff. I just love it. But I'm saying, I'm not going to start saying that we should glamorize and they did no wrong. These people
had
a very, very emotional apart. Of the whole picture.
This is what I'm trying to say to make myself clear and I not be out the way. I'm not trying to put this on under the Albanon, and that's another thing we'll talk about later on, because I had a question. Who created the Albanon? Was it the man or was it the woman?
We did.
It had
to
be the woman.
Thank you, bro. See, I'm glad y'all saying it because that's where we're going in this. Because remember now, I always said, who've been listening to me.
I like to say the course.
I said, right, it is, because the woman is the matriarch. Because, again, we said the show, y'all did it. You've been on this show many times, brother. And we have all said that you cannot get a piece of land here without marrying into
the woman.
Right.
That's right.
So
the woman.
You
gotta have the womb.
Right. We leave this stuff out, and we always saying his and founding fathers, but that is made up. It's kind of like made up in a way because, okay, even if it was a founding father erection, he still got to have an oval office.
Yeah, you better have one.
Okay, so I understand.
Can I finish this?
Yeah, finish it. Go ahead, finish it.
Let me finish it and I'll get out the way. Remember you was talking about they put the RICO Act on them brothers that you were studying with?
Yeah.
Now watch this. Did they have children that was in those groups?
Yep.
Can I tell you why? Watch this. You ready?
Tell
all it was called. You ready? This is why they can come in. You ready? Social Security Act.
Yeah.
1935. I'm done.
They brought all their children in and made them.
Were implanted, and that's how they can overthrow your system.
Don't go nowhere now because I notice now, because, you know, we like to analyze some shit. You're right. But I noticed that Islam got his family in it. They ain't after none of them except for they didn't even go after them.
Are they chartered? Are they chartered? Have they been given a license?
All I'm saying is the Nation of Islam, one of the first groups that all sprung from the Moors, the Bays, and all that stuff. They spun off all that. So I don't know. I never go too far. I remember just joined.
Once you find that out, then that means their paperwork is in order. Call in, tell us. So we'll know. You'll see the business of this act and what they've been doing on this land. Let me get out the way so you can hear somebody else. Now, I love you, man.
On
mute.
Great comments, brother.
That's the one show. Don't even mute y'all. I love y'all so much. I don't have to mute y'all. I said, man, y'all saying some deep stuff, but I just want to make sure that we going fast so people who listen to this will analyze that, because you saying it right. I just want to make sure everybody understands what you're saying on here.
Now, let's go with that because he said something about this woman. Now I just want y'all to know there is a cult. The hermaphrodites, these people got these genitals. They just come out of thin air. It's been going on. And if you watch the Frankenstein, y'all watch the Bride of Frankenstein, they tell you the whole thing.
Yep.
They needed body parts.
They had a womb.
They had the so they could make the bride. So the thing is, I think they know without no problem. Because they the ones, I mean, when I found out that, I could go all day long. I mean, all them said women is God, the universe, the cosmic slop. All this is, in our mind. But the same token, I mean, if we take it to reality, if the presidency for the first time, y'all, and I want y'all to listen carefully now. I know people don't want to hear, but we gave y'all the prophecy from Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford said, if this a woman, and y'all all been saying we under the female principle, how many times have y'all said that?
Come on. Yeah.
How many times have you said that, y'all? Oh, we going into the feminine. Okay, well, you in the feminine now. You in it.
Yeah.
The biggest argument, what you going to do? You got the biggest argument amongst men is now telling on all y'all who gay. Because I said all y'all because I'm not. All y'all gay telling on each other now. I mean, that part of this?
That's right.
Now, let's go to the next. Let's go to the next level now with this. Now, y'all okay, women okay with men playing. That's how you know it's a transition. The women that you thought would go berserk, you would think a woman would go berserk. A man is playing with your daughter, jeopardizing her scholarship, and you okay?
Yep.
Now, you got to wonder what happened to this matriarch system now. Now, is it a matriarch system?
Been disrupted.
Is there just some hermaphrodite shit going on we've been not told about? Now, I'm going to say this. The circus people was one of the first people to show, hermaphrodites, all this big butt shit out of Africa. Yep. They brought the biggest butt. What's the chick name? I felt so bad. They put her mouth, after she died, they stuffed her butt still.
They stuffed her and put her in the museum.
Museum. I mean, her butt so big. Now, this was known to all the world that this was going on. And you got the Himalaya Mountain twins and shit. We got people who are together, two females together sharing the same body part, two heads. So I'm telling y'all, when they keep stuff from us, it's an anomaly. It sounds so bizarre when you come on a radio program and we can talk about it freely. See, we talk about what they don't want you to talk about. Now, but to me, what y'all said about the Moore stuff and about, now I'm not saying America don't have these laws because they clearly have these laws on the books still.
Yep.
All these old common laws, they are still there. The problem is y'all said it. I just repeat it. Y'all say that the lawyers, which is your warning point of your Bible, says they have what? The lawyers is the number one wicked group in the Bible. The number one. Second one. What's the second one, y'all? The second one most devout group in the Bible besides lawyers is the water merchant, the financial. That's the only time Jesus, gay ass, never jumped on nobody to the money chain. Jesus. It looks like a hermaphrodite in all pictures.
Yeah.
In the early days, not this new age where y'all made them black and muscular and all that shit, but in the early days. And then, how come all the gods of the ancient times, y'all, they got the hermaphrodite look? Look at the Hindu god. Look at the Hindu god.
Mm-hmm.
The only gods of Ethiopia, they're the only ones that got an alien. An alien monster god is in the middle of the 12 apostles. That's a fact. Brother Caddy, I'm making it. If y'all went to that, I never went, but they show it. The BBC, one thing about the British broadcasting system, they will go into Africa. America ain't doing that shit. You got to watch the BBC.
Because they want to keep us dumb about the continent and thinking that we come from there instead of we from here. That's what it's all about.
But the BBC
is reverse. Everything in reverse.
But BBC is the mother country of these so-called Anglo-Saxons. That's their mother matriarch. is the British.
The first people of Europa. Wait. The first people of Europa. The place is called Europa. It's named after a melanated goddess from Macedonia. It's not named by no pale skinned people.
The Moors gave me a book a long time ago. It was called Albion.
The land
of the albinos. Now I thought it was a joke. I didn't believe it at first, but they got me to study some shit. I said, well, let me just look at this, because you know I'd be thinking people be bugging. I said, well, let me look it up.
Let's look it up.
I mean, the Bible tells you about them driving out these groups called the Jahazis, and they were of leprosy.
They turned white as snow.
This is in the Bible story now.
So
I go look up the Bible story to other factual shit to make sure. And come to find out, these albinos was the ones they said crossing. What, y'all? The dry sands? The burning sands?
The burning sands.
Yeah. About these albinos, that's where they get from. Because I did not know that the white people was breaking big rocks that they chiseled
off. You're breaking up. You're modulating, brother. You're breaking up.
I'll jump in. I can jump in if you guys want to say something on that. I got the lines open.
You're modulating, so you're breaking up.
No, go ahead
and
talk. Can y'all hear me?
Oh.
Anybody?
We hear you, but you're breaking up. You keep modulating.
But you go ahead and talk. Go ahead and talk. I said something. Go ahead. Go.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear that. Thank you. I just wanted to say this is a great show for our Black History Month. We had our brother from Tariq, which has been in his 80s, giving us that reflection, and the older lady and everyone else. So Miss Kim. This is a marvelous show for sure. And I definitely like to make a few comments. Miseducation of a Negro was very inspiring to me. I did get the book, and one of the quotes that I guess everyone knows is that you can control a man's thinking. If you can control a man's thinking, you don't have to worry about his actions. And I think that is pretty much the nutshell of our black people here in the United States. And the reason why I say that is that we look around, black people are controlled by the media and the Democratic Party. They have dumbed us down to the matter where we don't even use common sense. We don't use the five senses. We don't use nature. We are so programmed and not to think logic. The miseducation of the Negro, and I believe he wrote that to cleanse his soul, because you know, of course, he was in a boule and he knew that he was going to die, and he was hoping to wake the black people up to understand that we have to think about our future and our life, and when we're dealing with politics. Most black people, they don't realize that politics is personality. That's what they're more into, personality. And that's how they dumb the black community down. Instead of looking at politics as a business, you know, I have to say that I am definitely, read that book, and I'm woke. And then when you look at in the business sense, you're looking at business sense and how we have to wake up, and everybody on this line, we should, you know, always try to, you know, things that we learn on this show, you know, share the information, because I believe that a lot of our black people are starting to wake up. But it's taken us a long time, and because of the fact that our education has been suppressed. Black history, I didn't know about Carter Wilson until the show years ago, and then I bought the book. So just think of the fact that that we didn't have this Rhyme Bowl Connections outlet, lack of knowledge, would continue. So that what we learn from this show, we have to continue to pass it on. And you look at the current inflation that is really waking people up. And the reason why it's waking it up, because it's hitting their pockets. It's really hitting our pockets. And I applaud our people, actually. It's taken us a long time. But I do see black people being fans, and because of the fact that the overkill on the Trump syndrome, you understand? Because black men has endured a lot of injustice in the justice system, because you have these prosecutors and. They are set to just get some kind of conviction. We don't care about the truth. We care about the numbers, and it does affect the black community as a whole. So when you see the black brothers, and I'm applaud my black men, because it's more the black men that's waking up than the women. I'm just gonna say it. And I know that we're supposed to be the matriarch. We're the smartest, but the black men has more common sense and more connected than our black women, because of the fact that what the Trump said, and I'm not sitting here saying that Trump is our savior, but Trump has a record that we have to run. And when you file a lawsuit, you look at past cases, and you say this case law is going to support my position. Now, when we look at Trump, you look at his actions and his policies and how it affects you, and it affects everybody positively to the pocket, and that is why.
Yep.
Right now, our interest rates and our market are not going down. Like we're in a political season right now. So basically, they have to fake the funk. They have to lower the gas. They got to give us some food supply because back in Biden,
they might not do that one, sister. I think they're gonna.
No, they're not doing none of that now. They're going the other way.
I think it's over for that.
They're not doing it. They're not
because
doing it. That's exactly right.
Gas
the food
is still
short. The gas too high. The rates are because they
high.
Know they're going to lose. You know why they're going to lose, guys? My last point, Dry Bones, and I promise to give it to you. Okay.
My last point. Make it quick.
When we're united, and most people don't realize this, when we're united, that's why they like to divide us. When we're united as one, we come together in massive, massive, massive numbers. It's hard to cheat. It's hard to get over. So at this point, they threw the rag in, and they're not going to change our economic system at all.
Now, you just said something that's going to go on what you said, but I'm going to give you a counter, because remember, control opposition. Not be played out of this. I mean, if I know what you just said, it's pretty unbelievable that Biden won by that much the first time, actually. I mean, come on. I can't even imagine Biden. He didn't say anything that was outstanding the whole time. He stayed away from the media. He stayed in the House. Kamala Harris called him a racist. And we knew the Ku Klux Klan, and black folks still voted for him. So I'm telling you, I'm going to look at my psyche I see immediately. Black folks are still going to vote for Biden. Not all of them now. But I'm going to bet at least 79% of blacks will vote. The 25 will probably cause them to lose. If black folks, that's how powerful this is. Now, hold on. That's how powerful this is. You in Atlanta. Black folks is so powerful in belief of this Democratic Party there. There's no way that a Republican could even get to them right now. So we already know they already done. We can't do nothing to them. Now, let's go with reality.
And you know why you're right about that? to the Democratic Party is driven by the gender of our sisters, not men of color, because men of color, the deck is stacked on both sides.
Well,
we're enemies of the state.
You remember we showed you that first meeting that Kamala Harris had, everybody. She had a wicked meeting with all white women in the Senate. I hope we all remember that. We did the show. We had all
and
white
sorority sisters.
All of them were white. And they went in and had this great meeting. Now, that was strange, I thought. I said, well, damn. They went in, all white, people look wicked and shit. Now, I ain't saying witchcraft is all bad. I'm just telling you that they're part of something that's not, that's a culture. They're not, this is not, this is a culture shit. They went out. Now, if they kill or give this man any type of aneurysm, you know how easy to make this dude just flip out. And this woman, you think they, everybody listen carefully. You honestly, y'all already said that y'all know it's impossible for him to win. Most black people, if possible, they can't stand him. The economy getting worse. They're going to do what my man, Jack Bauer, they're going to do a 24. They're going to do a 24. Ain't no doubt about it. And they showed you in The Beekeeper. The Beekeeper movie is so deep. Even though the how he did it was outrageous, could never happen. But the premise. They got they were gonna kill the weakest link to the queen. She had a biologically bad son. That was the kiss of the whole thing. He was now guess what he was doing, y'all? He was doing what Sigmund Freud Bankman Fried. Sigmund Freud and Bankman Fried together, really. Y'all don't realize they're relatives. But Sigmund Freud and Bankman Fried for people's money from the so called crypto. Currency. They had a whole thing where they would rip off all the elderly. And I watched that. And I mean, beautiful. I mean, beautifully put together. Just a little bit too much action that was unreal. But other than that, the premise was beautiful. And she the president. Now, they didn't tell you how she became. She became president because of the crypto money. Crypto money. I said, damn. Because ain't nobody could tell me why been buying that much money. They broke as hell too. You don't see how poor white folks are with black people now at an unbelievable rate. I can go anywhere in Buffalo or Miami and see people everywhere. Everywhere. New York, everywhere. Atlanta, everywhere. So y'all lying. Y'all lying.